stop talking to you. Like, ah, fuck it, I'll just cook this side for a while. Just... You know what's funny? I'm cooking my brain talking about nothing.
I know.
I'm just walking around like, yeah, I just got a cheeseburger. Oh, fuck all you people. You know what, you fucking losers? I hope you all fucking die, and I hope the fucking Eagles never win the Super Bowl. Go fuck yourselves. Fuck all you motherfuckers, and fuck the Flyers. Fuck all of you. Fucking goddamn fucking losers. Boo and Dom Herrera. Suck a dick. All of you. Suck. A fucking dick. How's that? No, I'm segueing into my next joke. You can all lick my fucking red nuts, all of you. You can line up in your Harold Carmichael fucking jerseys, and one at a time, you can all suck my dick. City of brotherly love, you bunch of fucking cocks. Fucking goddamn losers. 52 fucking hours into a show. The fuck am I gonna do at this point? You people on a goddamn acid. Fucking be up here talking about Hitler. That ain't gonna work. What do you want me to talk about? Hey, throw out some topics. Let's talk about heart disease. Something you're all gonna fucking die of, and I'm gonna laugh at your fucking funerals. It's gonna be great. Which is fantastic, because all your fucking heads are shaved anyways. No one's even going to notice. You're going to get fired for coming to work too late. They're not going to notice that you have fucking bone marrow cancer. The only thing that's going to give it away is me laughing at you in the fucking background. You fucking bunch of losers with your fucking cell phone pictures. Fucking suck a dick. Fucking assholes. 11 more minutes of this. I hope you all get in your Ford Focuses and fucking drive off the side of that faggot-ass Ben Franklin Bridge. You fucking one bridge having piece of shit city that no one gives a fuck about. The terrorists will never bomb you people because you're fucking worthless and no one cares about you. You are this high above New Orleans. No one gives a shit. FEMA would never show up for you fucking assholes. I hope your mother has herpes in the center of her asshole, and you go home tonight, you lick it, you get it on your tongue, and some other horrific shit happens that involves cancer. To all of you, 11 minutes left. 11 minutes. I hope somebody takes a fucking beer stein and just slaps you on the back of your zit-infested fucking shoulders and your awful man-tit tank tops. I hope that happens to you. I hope the glass fucking digs into your fucking shoulder blade. And then I see you afterwards. Hey, how's it going? You enjoy the fucking show? That's great. And I grab you by the fucking hair, but you don't have any. They really have to come to this, people. They really have to come to it.
Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
We aren't, you know, live off the land and go kill a seal and feed off the blubber type people.
Whoa. Kiss, hold on. Kiss from a Rose is a really good song. And to kill him just because he has holes in his face, I'm not on board with that, dude. I like Seal.
Mitch, can you step in my office for real quick?
Okay. I don't like office.
This is an open environment, though, so I mean, it's not really an office.
No. Everybody else, including the listeners.
See, you're sitting down. I'm standing. Everyone's going to see that I'm here at your desk. It's not really an office. I know that we're talking.
Yeah, by the way, Sherry, while they do this, open a tab over from Pinterest and see if you could find a partnership with Blue Apron for More Like Radio. That would
be
great.
What I was trying to say, Mitch, I'm trying to get a sponsor because they are big on podcasts and radio shows.
I love Blue Apron.
This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you.
there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com.
Hey! Hi, everyone. It is... What day do we got? We got January 24th, 2017. Here at morelikeradio.com, you're listening to the Dutch and Royce program. I am Joel Dutch Van Wingerden here with Royce Lopez.
Hi.
Mitchell Heil, Jr. the Third.
Hello.
Johnny Cake Sanzari.
What up, my glip-glops?
Marie Lopez.
Hello.
And Sherry Dalai Lama.
Oh, she's not here. She's sicky poo, so she left.
Oh, she's sicky poo. She died. Sherry died. If you're never on the show, you're dead.
Great explanation.
She's got a bellyache.
Number is 954-573-2780. Sitting in for Sherry will be Sterling.
No.
Say hello.
How's the dog situation? Did you guys finally get rid of that thing?
Oh, yeah, we got rid of her a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
And
what happened to
actually,
the puppies?
Actually, it was we got rid of her the night before we went to Florida.
Oh, okay.
And that very night, she had puppies. She had five of them, I believe.
Oh, good. You didn't have to deal with that mess.
Not at all. Yeah. That's well, awesome. So here's the thing, right? We told you how much of a wonderful person this lady was. It was that we were watching the dog for.
Just a doll, yeah.
You know, the best thing ever? So apparently everyone in her life is equally as fucked up as she is. So this family that we dropped these dogs off with was like a sister-in-law or somehow related to her. And so she signed the papers with like a rescue company or a rescue place to surrender the puppies and also tip her because she just can't take care of the dog because she's a terrible human being. So she signed the papers to.
Dude, honestly, I didn't register. I thought you said tip her. I thought you meant like they're going to tip her.
Oh, no. The dog's.
I just now registered that's the name of the dog.
Right.
Sorry.
So she signed the papers over with the rescue to, you know, surrender Tipper and the puppies and everything. Well, now the family the people that are watching Tipper and the puppies are like, no, we're not going to let the rescue take these dogs. You said that they were mine, and now I'm going to sell them for money.
Wait. She couldn't take care of the dogs to fucking begin with.
Right.
And now,
the family that is watching her dog is now trying to sell the puppies, even though it was always agreed upon. She has, you know, text messages and emails and whatever confirmation that just fostering, just watching dogs for 8 weeks, you know, blah blah blah, and now she's trying to go back on to say, no, you said these were mine and I could keep them and blah blah blah.
Well, I don't fault someone from trying to get money, especially with that breed. Aren't they pretty expensive?
They're fucking mutts.
Oh, they're not even.
No,
I thought they were both. What breed is your dog again? I'm sorry.
Sterling is a German wire hair, so he's a pure breed, but Tipper was a mix anyway. Like she was like a collie and an Irish wolfhound, and now there's German wire hair.
I thought they were both wire hairs.
They couldn't possibly make any money off of a mutt.
That's what I mean. That's why I'm like, why the fuck is she? She's just trying to be a shitty human being.
Just hopeless. Hopeless people.
I think we can all agree that the best crossbreeding dogs, at least the cutest ones, are Puggles, right?
But what are the best cross-dressing dogs?
Well, that's up to it, her, him, shim, z's, or whatever the term is these days.
Ironically, also Puggles.
Yes.
Everyone knows that. They're transsexual.
Cutest goddamn dogs ever.
Transsexual dogs.
What about a Labradoodle?
More like a Labradoodle.
Ew, get out of here with that nonsense.
People are breeding Huskies with like Pomeranians and stuff. That's pretty cute.
I'm telling
Aren't they like... Aren't Pomeranians like super, super small?
Yeah.
I'm hoping
that the mother is a Husky and not the Pomeranian. Otherwise, that'd be a,
we're doing what
be
Jeff,
a force job.
We're doing what Jeff Goldblum warned us about, except with dogs instead of dinosaurs. We never asked ourselves, should we? Only could we. Because
could we?
Some of these fucking dogs are bred and like they have breathing problems and like because they're not meant to be like, you know, like
any pug breed.
Yeah, like
or like French bulldogs. Like, they're not supposed to be existing.
I know to you it's cute. A puppy. I know it's cute to you that they look like they can't breathe, but they can't breathe. You know, like they don't.
Wait,
love
is that a full grown husky Pomeranian?
No, I think it's still a puppy. But
okay, I was gonna say.
That's like, aren't their organs still like the size of like a large dog? So if you breed like a Pomeranian with a Husky, won't that just kill them?
It's not the way it works. They don't just mix and match organs from the species. You don't get the head of one dog and the other one. That's not the way DNA works.
No, but like midget people.
No, no, no. Stop it. Every time. Every time.
You mean lesser people, John?
I saw a special from David Tell a couple of years ago, and I never heard this joke. He goes, you know, little people, they just want to be called people. Then he goes, I'm on board with that, but does that elevate us normal people to gods?
That's pretty funny.
Perhaps.
Midget jokes are kind of played out.
No, they're not.
David Tell, obviously, he's a legend, so he is.
Brian Heffernan says, I need to drop water on my hand. Speaking of dropping water, there was in a bunch of major cities, there was water that was trembling like Jurassic Park because of the Women's March. Did you guys see that?
No.
Oh, no way.
God.
Well, talking about the Women's March or the water
thing? Well, the water thing is a joke because when the T-Rex came, I'm implying they're a bunch of fat women. But anyway.
Oh, okay. Look, I'm sorry. I didn't get
the
it.
Woman's,
I didn't get that. I thought that was a thing.
But the Women's March was amazing to me. First off, Madonna threatened to blow up the White House. So let's start with that. A number
what?
One. Yeah.
Blow it up with like sick beats.
This isn't a joke, and it's being investigated because
what's the quote?
Hold on, I'll tell you right now. But it's being investigated by a Secret Service, not because she was really going to do it, but they have to investigate any threat.
You have to. Right.
Saying, you know, she was to go went to the one of the women's marches. He's like, you know, I've been thinking a lot about blowing up the White House.
Jesus.
Period. And then she blah 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 blah, and she goes, and here's this song, and then she sang a song.
Was it Ray of Light?
I don't remember. Marie, can someone find the clip for me, please?
I'm trying to.
The actual. Oh, it's okay. Thank you, Amy. So she was performing. She wasn't speaking at the. Over here.
What is that? You have it?
I think so. Okay. It's like 5 minutes long. Over there. I wonder where it is. Over here. I think this is the whole Madonna woman speech thing. Let me see if I can. How far are we?
Refusal as women. To accept this new age of tyranny.
Which accent is she using these days?
Sounds like American.
Okay. Just play it. I'm sure it'll be because this will give us an idea of what was going on with these dumb.
Right now, might truly be considered a crime. It took this horrific moment of darkness to wake us the fuck up.
Whoa, hold on. Pause.
Language.
Dutch, I want everyone here to be careful. I don't want anyone to cut themselves with all that edge, okay? Because when a 60-year-old lady is saying fuck, you know she means business. Mm-hmm. Sorry, go ahead.
It seems as though we had all slipped into a false sense of comfort.
God.
That justice would prevail,
uh-huh.
And that good would win in the end.
Okay.
No, that was just the media lying to you.
Pause. Why is she doing a superhero movie speech? Like,
it really, yeah.
Right?
We can all go home.
Bison is getting paid off for, you know, I missed an opportunity.
I'm going to get on my little boat with my fake British accent, and I'm going to kick that Trump in his ass so hard.
Okay, look, here's what I'm going to do.
We're going to make posters.
We need
the next alt-right wallaby.
The next alt-right wallaby is going to feel it.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's what I should have done. Dutch, I fucking hate this. I should have dressed up like Bison, gone to the Women's March with the megaphone, and done the entire Street Fighter speech just to see what would have happened.
They'd probably cheer you on, not knowing what you were doing.
Bison is getting paid off for it. Just take.
We can all go home.
Oh, you got. You know what? That would be great to pull that off. Just every time he says Bison, change it to Trump, and I guarantee you they would love it. I guarantee you.
That's basic with this. Let's hear some more of this.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Good did not win this election, but good will win in the end.
So weird that, what? Like, everybody thinks
Today means is that we are far from the end. Today marks the beginning. The beginning of our story.
What does that mean? Hold on. Stop.
Oh, she's going to go back to the beginning when she was singing Vogue and Material Girl. The beginning of her career.
Right.
Somehow I made it through. I'm just an intern.
This isn't even Madonna.
Yes, because to protest Madonna, I'm only going to play the Weird Al version of her songs.
Okay.
That's all I'll do.
May I continue?
Yeah, sorry, go ahead. I apologize.
The revolution starts here. The fight for the right to be free.
To party!
I got it first.
To be who we are. To be equal.
These are just innocuous things. There's nothing specific about anything she's saying.
But no, there's the thing. Pause. I've even read articles about it. Here's the issue with the woman's march, besides all their periods getting in sync, is that it's basically like the Occupy Wall Street. Somebody wrote a great article, and it was somebody that was for the woman's march, not somebody that was against it, saying, on it, they go, if we would have put all this effort and if every woman that marched just gave $5 to a charity, they could have cured a disease. Think about that. But instead, and by the way, the other part that people, there was pictures all over, Dutch, and you would have loved seeing these, of all the litter of the woman signs on the streets.
Can we stick to the
Madonna
thing?
Sorry, go ahead. Go. Apologize.
Each step, know that we are not afraid.
By the way, Amy Schumer is directly behind her.
Pause.
Alone. Clapping.
Pause.
Just so you know.
That's Amy Schumer? That's not a building.
The fat redhead behind Madonna.
I thought
Amy
that
Schumer.
Was a building with a wig. I apologize.
Yeah, no, that's Amy Schumer.
I didn't mean to fat shame.
Yeah,
I apologize.
Schumer is really
that
for. She was really at for Hillary,
back
so.
Down.
She's going to play Barbie, you know.
That there is power in our unity.
Is there?
And that no opposing force stands a chance in the
except Trump and all the things.
No,
except or except men.
No sandwich will go unmade.
All right,
go ahead.
The face of true solidarity.
Okay.
And to our detractors,
who
that insist that this march will never add up to anything?
It won't.
It didn't.
It won't.
Fuck you.
Whoa!
Oh!
Oh, hey! You gonna take that? You gonna take... I thought you said you were okay, Material Girl! I thought you said you were okay!
The march actually didn't stop Donald Trump from passing the bill that
I was gonna say, what
about.
Was the purpose? Like... I mean...
Doug, we already...
That question. Is that the end of her speech?
We already...
No,
missed.
it's halfway through.
We already discussed the porpoise. That was Amy Schumer. Go ahead.
We'll get to some of that.
Sorry,
I know.
Right, that's why I stopped
myself. Women's march is all over the place. So let's try to get through Madonna. There's also Ashley Judd, which we should probably
You know what?
To.
Yeah, also. This is not the first time I've said
Judd rap.
Oh. I just want to see, does she actually perform or she just I don't have
She
I
does.
Know.
She does. She does. She
I'm
does.
Just trying to get to the part where she's being looked into.
Oh,
I don't know where it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fuck you. It is the beginning of much needed change. Change that will require sacrifice, people. Change that will require many of us to make different choices in our lives. But this
like
is
maybe
the
actually going out and voting this time.
Of revolution.
Maybe this time.
Yeah, because none of these walks, marches, whatever, or whatever Madonna's going to say is going to change the fact that, we have a new president. The voting process is finished.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They can't just be like, oh, after, oh, they all marched? Oh, okay, you know what? We should probably just, let's throw a different president in there. It's not going to happen.
My question to you today is, are you ready?
To rumble!
I said, are you ready?
I already said yeah.
Say yes. we're ready.
We already did, Madonna.
Say yes, we're ready.
Please stop.
Yes.
One
She's
more
not good.
Time, you're ready. Yes, I'm angry.
She's a not
Dennis,
a good public speaker.
I am outraged. Yes, I have thought an awful lot
Here goes.
About blowing up the White House.
Pause.
That was it.
And then that would leave me like, well, what am I supposed to do now?
And that was the actually me interviewing somebody leaving a march.
Is there anything after that?
Yeah,
there's
you're
a, there's
that,
a little bit more.
Let's finish
let's
it
see,
off.
Let's see
finish
what she says. If she tries to cover it up.
But I know that this won't change anything. We cannot fall into despair.
Don't tell me what to do, Madonna.
As the poet W.H. Auden once wrote.
Pause.
On the.
Okay, first off.
No one needs to hear what a poet has to say.
Yeah, we don't want to hear poets. Poets are just failed rappers. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
It's just a fact.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, there's no way she didn't go in Wikipedia, go to quotes.com.
Wiki.
And go, oh, this is a good quote.
Oh, this is really good. This is really good. This is really good. So, okay, that's Madonna's. That was what everyone, including Newt Gingrich, was upset about and wants to investigate Madonna. I also wanted to bring up Ashley Judd's speech because she starts talking about women's nasty vaginas.
Oh, God.
Oh, yay. Okay.
Well, can
it's a little
get,
more entertaining.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, no, what did you want to say?
No, go ahead.
All right.
How long is this one?
It's a 7-minute video. I'm going to see if I can find where it is.
Back to America. Electoral college sanctioned hate speech contaminating this national anthem. I'm not as nasty as Confederate flags being tattooed across my city. Maybe the South actually is gonna rise again. Maybe for some, it never really fell.
Pause. What you're hearing now is, and I'll break this down, what you're hearing now is somebody who wants to make a great speech, a Martin Luther King style speech, but lacks the charisma, B, the substance, or
C, the testosterone.
The testosterone. That's the main one. To pull it off. No, but my point is, you know what I mean? Like, she's trying to make these big things, but what she's saying doesn't really mean anything.
Well, both of them have the same type of weird cadence. For whatever reason, when people get up and do these, you know, speeches in front of people, they feel like they have to do that type of delivery. You know, a guy who never did that was Bill Clinton. I mean, for anybody who didn't like him or anything like that, but regardless, he was a good public speaker.
Yes, he was.
Like normal.
He was. Right. He was. I agree.
All right. Let's see what else she's nasty about.
They're still in shackles and graves just for being black.
What? Stop it. Stop it. Pause it. Can white people please stop trying to relate to black people about slavery?
Nope, they can't.
Stop. It is patronizing. It is absolutely you talking down to people. And I'm not saying I'm talking out of my ass. I have talked to a lot of black people who agree with me. They go, dude, fucking stop talking about it.
Let us say it. You don't need to say it.
Yeah, exactly. If they want, exactly. Stop it, Ashley Judd. You're not fucking qualified. Nobody with the last name Judd is qualified to talk about slavery. Okay. Unless they were for it, I guess. Then I guess they're really qualified. Go ahead.
A prison system in front of people who see melanin as animal skin. I am not as
what?
Nasty.
Stop it! Pause it!
What the hell did she
say? I've never heard
animal
skin.
I've never heard anyone
say you have animal skin.
I told
I've
you.
Never heard that.
I told you. Ashley Judd's speech was better. I told you Ashley Judd's speech was better. I was like, Madonna just said something that's getting her investigated. But Ashley Judd was the shining star.
The fuck? Thinks melanin
Royce,
is animal.
It gets better.
No, it can't.
It gets better. Fine.
Nobody says that. Nobody thinks that anymore.
You're just saying words.
Royce, it gets better.
As a swastika painted on a pride flag, and I didn't know devils could be resurrected, but I feel Hitler in these streets.
Pause.
A mustache.
Pause.
I love comparing him to Hitler.
First off, who's Hitler today? Because Hitler's a different person every day. It depends who's popular to be Hitler.
No, this is Street
Trump
Hitler.
Trump is now. Dude,
Street MSNBC Hitler?
This is Street Hitler.
Comparing him to Hitler. Because I was flipping back and forth during the inaugural speech between Fox News and MSNBC just to see how vastly different they were covering it. MSNBC, I think that entire network in and of itself should be on suicide watch.
Again. First off, some of the people that really always forget, the Confederate flags and the South that she is talking about were the Democrats. Don't forget that. People forget that. Mm-hmm. Repealing slavery, if you look at the votes,
it was conservatives that
100% of Republicans voted to
Liberals
free the slaves.
Were not for it.
When it comes to women voting, 80% of Republicans voted for it. Only 40% of Democrats did.
All right.
So get off your fucking high horse.
Yeah, let's get back to the.
But Ashley Judd's still nasty.
Sorry.
I was traded for a toupee. Nazis renamed the cabinet electroconversion therapy. The
pause.
New gas chamber.
Nope.
What?
Can we have to pause every 3 seconds?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Somebody help me here. The way
Write
she.
Your thoughts down. As she goes, and then you can come back.
Okay, fine. Go ahead. Keep going.
Naming the gay out of America, turning rainbows into suicide notes. I am not as nasty as racism, fraud, conflict of interest, homophobia, sexual assault, transphobia, white supremacy, misogyny, ignorance, white privilege.
Just so you know, she's going off the cuff where Madonna had notes. Just so you know.
Ashley Judd just talked about white privilege?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see how much money Ashley Judd net worth is.
Okay, you look that
you
up
do that.
While she continues 22 to
million.
Yell.
22 million?
Oh, that's not enough white privilege.
No.
That's not enough. No. She's allowed to say it.
Yeah.
Using little girls like Pokemon before their bodies.
Hey. Pokemon.
What the hell is she babbling about?
Rape. Now she's talking about child rape.
Oh, child rape. Who
is raping Pokemon?
Apparently Asians, because they got to catch them all.
I am not as nasty as your own daughter being your favorite sex symbol.
Is she crying now? What the hell is she talking about?
With your own genes, but yeah.
Pause. She's rhyming now. Wet dreams infused with the old dreams. Skippity bop.
She's been doing it the whole time. I don't know if you've noticed. She has been doing that like this whole.
That's what it was.
Slam poetry?
That's exactly what I wrote down. I'm like, who's she trying to talk like? And that's what it's like a slam poet. Remember Jonah Hill in 21 Jump Street?
Yep.
Oh my God.
That's exactly what
it's like.
You keep playing. I'll pull it up.
I got it. Better.
Go ahead.
Nasty woman. Aloud. Vulgar, proud woman. I'm not nasty like the combo of Trump and Pence being served up to me in my voting booth. I'm nasty like the battles my grandmothers fought to get me into that voting booth. I'm nasty like the fight.
Was her mother a activist? Was her grandmother an activist?
She's talking about women's suffrage in 1922.
Equality. Scarlett
John, by the way, John, that sigh. I'm sorry.
That sums up everybody.
We can't glaze that over. That sigh exactly
That's
is
how
what
everybody feels right now.
Everybody feels like that. Like,
okay.
Okay, whatever.
That's kind of the collective everybody in the U.S. after that whole women shit went down. Ugh.
You know what it's like? You know when you're like your girlfriend or your wife? Is telling you about something in the beginning you're interested, but like at some point you just tune out.
Story starts falling apart halfway through. And you're like,
What is she talking about? Who's Susan? Oh my God. And then your mind, you're like, all right, you know, if I pretend I have to take a dump, I go to the bathroom and get at least 10 minutes of Facebook time without having to hear this boring story. Go ahead.
There you go.
Do we have any Doritos? Oh, I should probably go get some Doritos.
Then why were the female actors paid less than half of what the male actors earned last year? See,
can I get paid what a female actor gets paid right now?
Yeah, I'll take it. I think I'll take it too. I'm a male. I'll take it.
Well, it's called get a better agent.
And she continues.
Do you think that's what she's doing? Do you think she's trying to do this so maybe she can land better roles in Hollywood?
Possibly.
No, I haven't seen her in a movie.
Yeah,
in a long
I haven't seen her. The last movie I remember her was Double Jeopardy. But I mean, I don't see a lot of movies with her in it.
That was like
that was a good movie.
All right, she's still nasty though, guys. Hold on.
Here we go. Here we go.
When we do go into higher paying jobs, our wages are still cut with blades sharpened by testosterone. Why?
Pause. The word. You can't sharpen.
I make less money than most females. What
you
the
can't,
hell?
You can't. And by the way, this household it completely proves you wrong. Dutch's household proves you wrong. So, and by the way, you can't.
And mine.
Mitch's. You can't sharpen. And by the way, you can't sharpen blades with testosterone. You need some sort of sheath and a blade with like some sort of
or at least like a carving stone.
All right. Still nasty though.
Okay.
Work of a black woman,
African American,
Hispanic woman, only 63 and 54 cents of a white man's privileged daughter. This is not.
She meant to say dollar.
Myth.
Pause.
This is.
Why'd you pause?
Roy said pause.
How much did she say? 63 cents.
Cynthia. Jesus died for our Cynthia's. Jesus cried. Runaway bride.
That's right on.
Right?
Julia Roberts. Julia Rob hurts.
That is Cynthia. The cadence.
Cynthia. You're dead. You are dead. Bop, boop, beep, bop, bop, boop, bop.
Go ahead, Marie.
She said $63.54, I think is what she said.
Okay.
Mitch, if you want to fact check that one.
To the white man.
To what? How much?
To the man, to the white privileged man's dollar.
Yeah.
Here's a, I don't know. I'll address it
I don't know. $63 equals $1. I'm not really sure what number
that
she
may
said.
Be true, but here's the main thing that everybody, misses is men are more likely to take high risk, high paying jobs, and that's where that average gets skewed.
Yeah, we've all, you, me, and everyone on this group have read the stories on how those statistics are skewed.
Yeah,
but
they're not,
just
they're
it's
not.
Fucked up.
But women keep saying it anyways. So, anyways,
right?
Still nasty though.
How many women carpenters are there? Plumbers? What about that shit?
I don't know.
They don't.
There's a girl who's
so
a plumber
we are not
on
here
HGTV.
To be debunked. We are here to be respected. We are here to be nasty.
Yeah.
I'm nasty. Like my blood stains on my bed sheets.
Here is where it gets fun.
Here we go.
Hold on. Strap your seats in. This
Who
is, this
in
is
the
what...
90s did that song, You're a Nasty Boy? Because when she says nasty like that, I'm like.
Yep. All right.
Who's a nasty boy?
This is why Ashley Judd is nasty.
Nasty. Like my blood stains on my bed sheets, we don't actually choose. Give me a beat!
Ooh.
There we go.
Didn't mean for it to be so loud, I'm sorry.
Is this the song?
Yep. Go ahead, you can play it.
And when to have our periods, believe me, if we could, some of us would. We don't like throwing away our favorite pairs of underpants. Tell me, why are pads and Tampax still taxed? Ooh, that was a brand name. Why are tampons and pads still taxed when Viagra and Rogaine are not? Is your
pause.
Erection?
Pause. Rogaine is totally taxed.
So is Viagra.
So is Viagra. Everything you're talking about is taxed.
You get anything at a pharmacy. Yes, you get anything at a pharmacy or a store, unless you're in Delaware, but they don't have sales tax. But that doesn't.
Every
state sales tax.
Thing is that tampons are taxed. Condoms are taxed. Men have to use those. Everything you buy for yourself is taxed. Yes.
Yeah.
Everything.
I mean, as if she didn't lose me earlier, but she really lost me there.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Told you she was nasty.
Really more than protecting the sacred, messy part of my womanhood is the bloodstain on my jeans. More embarrassing than the thinning of your hair.
Pause. So, because I have thinning hair and you have to tape. Hold on. And by the way, Brian in the face. Brian in the Facebook chat says boob jobs are also taxed. So don't forget that. There's a boob tax. All right. There is a boob tax. People don't forget. Hey, by the way, Hashtag for tonight's show, hashtag boob tax. All right? I want people to remember that.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you. But the everything that she mentioned, let's start by that, is absolutely taxed. But at this point, she's somebody who was backstage, and you could always tell when somebody's a condescending person or full of themselves when they're going to go do one of these things, and they're like, she was backstage, and she was like, I'm an actress. I don't need a script. I got this. I'm going to go out there and fucking...
She probably had a script. She probably just memorized it because that's
gonna
what actors do.
Fucking crush this.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she wrote
Well, she's
this
killing because that crowd is responding.
Oh, that crowd is responding.
Do you think
Madonna
she snuck up on stage after Madonna left the microphone and just started just speaking? And
no.
They're like, okay, you know what? Just let her talk.
Oh, no, because a lot of people have a Women's March speech on YouTube. I clicked on two, but I'm seeing a lot more women and men. Michael Moore spoke, apparently. I'm seeing him.
He is kind of a big lesbian.
I can't.
Yeah, he really does look like a woman.
I can't take this joke as my own. I actually heard it from a Stephen Crowder. He's a comic, but he says Michael Moore always dresses like Roseanne's husband Dan all the time. And think about it. Look it up. He always does. He always dresses like he just finished working at a factory. go ahead. I want all 7 minutes of this in my ass.
Okay.
Thank you.
I know it is hard to look at your own entitlement and privilege. You may be afraid of the truth. I am unafraid to be honest. It may sound petty. Bringing up a few extra cents, it adds up to the...
Brendan says, hold my Cosmo, watch this. That was her backstage.
Is that hold my beer?
Yeah. Hold my Cosmo, watch this.
Hold my Appletini. Hold my Appletini.
Isle of change I have yet to see in my country. I can't see. My eyes are too busy praying to my feet, hoping you don't mistake eye contact for wanting physical contact. Half my life.
Pause.
I don't know where we are right now.
But
Brendan also asked, did I drop fucking acid?
Yeah.
I don't know what was that.
Brendan's correct. That's what it feels like. But. I'm sorry. I'm flustered.
All this is reminding me is
flustered.
Ashley Judd's a really good actress.
Oh yeah, she is.
She's putting a lot of power into this stuff. I don't believe.
Why does
I like her nipples.
Why she's very pretty. She's why gorgeous. In the fucking world? Now, do you think she's going to talk about this about like Islam? No, that's right. Liberals love Islam, right? Because if you're going to talk about women, look, I understand. Honestly, jokes aside, there's a lot of shithead men. You're right. There's a lot of guys that catcalling are dicks. Absolutely. I am way.
Trump's one of them.
Yeah, absolutely. And Trump's absolutely one of them. It's crummy. It's creepy. Don't get me wrong. I get it.
But here's the. I'm sorry. You finish your point.
When you're comparing apples to apples, though, you have a culture of people that you want to let into the country that are literally throwing gays off of buildings and beating women with sticks and honor killings, killing people for adultery. So. Let's not sit here and pretend because a couple construction workers are catcalling you that you're being fucking oppressed like a woman who can't drive in Saudi
Arabia.
That's
my thing is with all these marches, like, do they think that like women are going to start getting persecuted if they didn't do this? Like, I'm still trying to wrap my head around, like, what's the purpose of all these marches?
As a female... I've been What?
You're a female?
Yeah, I started identifying as one last week.
Whoa. That explains her penis.
Mm-hmm. I did not march. I don't see the value in the march. And I read a lot
My
of articles.
Did.
I read a lot of articles of women yelling at people like me that say, I don't understand the march. And here's my reasoning for not understanding it. Yeah,
white privilege.
You definitely had 2.6 million people marching. Well, Hillary got many more other million of people that voted for her in the country. So you're only a small percentage of the people that actually voted for Hillary. And you said that the purpose of the march was to show your numbers. We already knew your numbers and you didn't even have full numbers. So that didn't work. Then I tried to read what the point of the march was, and it was basically for all issues. They didn't pick one. They said all of them, including things that are not women specific. They were marching for the repeal of Obamacare, which men are affected by that just as much as women are. And there were, they couldn't decide on what topic, so they just marched. And so they didn't accomplish anything at the end of the march because they weren't raising money for anything. They
yeah, I was
going to
say there was no, you're right.
They
there
weren't
was
stop,
no specific reason.
They weren't stopping any legislation from happening. Mm-hmm. The things that they were arguing against already got signed. In the 2 days Obama started working, Trump started working, he already signed off half the things you guys were marching about.
Let's hear more Ashley Judd.
Ten. She was a thief. Oh. You gotta believe she stole my heart and my cat. Betty.
Sorry, go ahead.
And
it's a much better slam poetry.
So I really tried to comment politely on a lot of people that were just saying they were so proud of what we shown by saying, I didn't really support this because you guys really weren't doing anything and I don't feel like anything's changed. And they started coming at me like I'm some anti-woman.
You
and then,
are.
And then my response,
she is.
My
Lee's
response
very anti-woman.
Is,
she is.
I'm a very fortunate human being. And these articles.
A fortunate
keep,
son, actually.
And these articles or farticles keep telling me that I'm oppressed. And what I'm reacting to is people pitying me when I don't need fucking pity.
What we said earlier about black people, when people try to
it's
pity them.
It's the whole patronizing thing,
it's
yeah.
being patronized doesn't feel good to some people. I understand some people it does, but not everyone feels the way you feel. And the fact is, the moment you talk out against it, you're treated like garbage. By the way, are we done with the Ashley Judd thing?
I
jotted some stuff down that I did want to get to.
It is pretty much done.
Okay, we already covered that. The other thing I want to point out, Mitch posted a picture in the chat. The amount of litter that these people, remember, they're the ones that think Trump's going to ruin the planet. There's articles everywhere of the amount of trash. You see that on the floor? See all those signs?
I see it, yeah.
The amount of trash. There's a video, and it's hilarious, Dutch, of a Trump supporter, young guy with a Make America Great Again hat, after the rally, picking up the signs and putting them in a garbage can for them. It was one of... So,
from what I understand... Women left their funny signs that were incohesive to each other. They were just memes and jokes and funny things. They didn't have a message. They weren't rallying for anything.
There was no message. You're
they
right.
realized at the end of the march that all they did was show their numbers, so they wanted to reinforce their numbers. So they all left their signs to remind us about how many of them there were.
Two things. First,
there's no excuse for littering.
Two things.
It's not really littering if it's in a city.
No, it wasn't just there. It was everywhere. Like, it was pretty bad, dude. And by the way, the other funny thing is women don't want to be stereotyped, Dutch, but you should have seen the garbage cans. There's pictures of them all filled with only Starbucks cups all the way to the top. It's fucking hilarious. Brian, yes, that was from I Married an Axe Murderer. And also, some of the signs, Marie, going into what you talked to, they didn't have a centralized message, so the signs were scattered
all over the
place. Of the signs,
what they were saying.
One of the signs, which I know Mitch loved, was "One day I wish to have the same rights as guns." So,
you want to not be allowed in courthouses or schools? You can't be around after you've had a drink or two.
Or Chicago.
You have to get registered to be around.
Yeah, you have to get registered.
You can't even live in Chicago or New York City at all, period.
Yeah,
you're not even allowed. You can't even do that. So at least before you make up your quick little signs, why don't you...
If you wear a skimpy dress, you're banned in California.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. And also you couldn't have any sex changes either because you can't switch them from semi to auto.
No, that requires a it's called a form 1 and a $200 tax stamp.
I knew Mitch was going to know it. the other thing that's fun that was pointed out was, and again, as much as you know, we said that about the whole Bernie Sanders thing, we don't agree with his politics. I have to be honest because I like being an honest person. The guy has shown after the election that he actually meant everything he said because he continues doing his thing. Even if you don't agree with it, you could tell he's sincere, and here's why. He was at the Women's March. Hillary only tweeted about it. She didn't show up there.
She was at the inauguration.
Yeah, Women's March was 2 days later. And
that's right. I saw
and
it.
She lives in one of the cities where it happened, New York.
So she did the Twitter equivalent of Facebook of changing of putting like a flag over here.
Right, exactly. So for anyone that asks me, no matter how bad Trump may or may not be, do I regret voting for Hillary? No, I don't. Because all she keeps doing after this election is absolutely proving what a fucking insincere piece of garbage she is, you know? Brian says, but Trump paid sanitation to pick up some. Most were fake to collage like they were awesome. And yes, that's the dumbest sign. I feel super cool. Thank you. By the way, something I pointed out, whether you like Trump or not, all the garbage was on the floor. Sanitation went and paid it up. You guys are now helping Trump create jobs.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Good for you.
By the way, can I tell you that because of this march, like Marie pointed this out, Michaels must have been fucking decimated.
Michaels, oh, Joann Fabrics, and Hobby Lobby must have been raking in the money.
They must have looked like fucking zombies just attacked because there was so many.
I need more fucking glitter.
It was just.
Where are my Prismacolor markers?
Listen, I don't mind the women do the woman's march, but can you just call it what it is, which is like, let's play with arts and crafts.
Excuse me, where are the scissors that have the little beveled edges? I need to do some crimping.
Again, I am 100% for protesting. Do what you want. And by the way, to give credit where credit is due, they, unlike the Black Lives Matters thing, they didn't block major highways. Nobody got hit by a car. There wasn't any fucking riots like after the inauguration. At least with the Women's March, I'll say it was a lot more peaceful, besides the littering, which is bullshit. But it was a lot more peaceful than some of the other fucking things that have happened afterwards,
Which
you got to appreciate things like that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I've seen 5Ks, and at the end, 5Ks at least raised money for a charity.
Yeah, but here's the thing. How much money did they raise for Starbucks?
That's not a charity.
Yeah, okay.
Starbucks is doing fine.
I heard in
except
some...
Except for that one window that somebody smashed during the Trump inauguration.
I heard in some cities they had the airlift pumpkin spice in. Because just didn't have enough.
They didn't have enough?
They did not have. I got, and I'm sure you guys saw.
If they're so worried about the taxation of tampons and abortions not being federally funded, then why didn't they just raise money to support it?
Here, I'm going to make a statement.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a statement, whether it's popular or not popular, I don't know. I am, and I think everyone listening to the show knows, I am 100% pro-choice. I'm a libertarian. I am.
Kill all the babies.
I am 100% pro-choice.
Yeah.
I think we should be, no problem. However, because I'm a libertarian, I also don't think the government should pay for them. So, every woman should have a right to do what they want with their body, but I don't think the rest of us have to subsidize that. Am I wrong?
Do what you want with your body.
I mean, am I being anti-woman by saying that? Because that's the problem. They try to lump everything together. Have as many abortions as you want. I just don't think that we should pay for it because there's a lot of things the government shouldn't be fucking paying for right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but if you can't fucking afford a condom, don't have sex.
Remember how much trillions of dollars were in debt?
Mm-hmm. Or pull out.
Or pull out like an adult. Why don't you pull out? Let me tell you something. I got through high school just fine pulling out. So if you fucking guys don't have strong pull-out game, that's on you motherfuckers. I don't want to hear it.
Oh. I mean, Sherry's on the pill, but I also pull out just to be extra sure.
Because you really don't want to have kids.
No, not at all.
I don't want to have kids right now.
No.
And
no
it's
kids.
And it's like, look, I understand. And just buy condoms. Dude, now you don't have to buy condoms. There's plenty of places that even give. If you're on a college campus, they give out condoms everywhere. The truth is, if we're being honest, they shouldn't say we want the government to pay for abortions. It should be, ew, condoms suck, though. Because that's what it is. And they do suck, you know? Again, 100% for abortions. Pro-choice have always been. I just don't want to have to pay for it. I'll pay for one if it's my fault. You know what I mean?
I still think that we should go back to a policy, yeah. Royce, that you had a really good idea about, which was that the government should support a program where you can get yourself either a vasectomy or a hysterectomy in exchange for some really fucking awesome television.
Vasectomy. And
Visectomy.
Worse.
Transectomy.
Wait, so are we talking like 4K and 55 inches up? Or
the top
what, or
of
are we
the
talking
line.
Like a
top of the line.
Top of the line. Largest TV there is in exchange for your testes or ovaries.
Yeah, but you can donate you can like sell your testicles for like a lot of money.
Aline, and I hope I'm saying that right, says, no excuse for not having economy. You get from free at thousands of places. Yeah, you can.
Or better yet, if women are complaining about women's stuff being taxed, isn't it the men's job to buy condoms?
Yeah, and you know what? Let the bears pay the bear tax. I pay the Homer tax.
Precisely.
But, you know, I just, again, that's where they lose me on things. Like, I want to be on their side on certain things, but you lose me when you say everybody else has to pay for it. No, Rogaine is taxed. I cannot believe, I'm sorry,
it bothered me. Here's where my problem is with this type of march. They're claiming women's rights, and they're citing things about not being able to afford protection from having a kid. That's not a woman problem. That's a poor problem. You are talking about being poor. There's a class situation that we probably need to break through between poor, middle, and upper class. Talk about that. But there are male protection and female protection. The whole getting pregnant thing is a two-party system, not a one-party system. You got to have both of them to make a baby. So, again, I don't really see that as a woman's rights thing. I also don't agree with the whole wage gap thing because, you know, the statistics being skewed to women getting different kinds of jobs than men do. On purpose.
Brian says, dude, condoms suck. Pay for abortions. Also, fuck medical adjusters who make the abortions more than they are. Solid
also
350.
That.
I don't want that.
Also that.
I agree.
For thigh gaps.
And there's a lot of places where abortions are on sliding scales, where depending on how much you make, you pay more or less for it. But
I don't know why. It should just, like, this is my problem, like, this whole insurance thing. I think it's actually the hospitals and the insurance, they're, like, in it together. Everyone says, oh, we need to repeal the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, blah, blah, blah. I think the hospitals are just as much to blame for this.
Oh, absolutely.
There should be one price for whatever it is.
Dude, we've talked about it.
Every stitch is going to be $25. That's
dude,
a flat fee.
We've talked about it on the show from just state to state, how procedure could be $500 in one state and $10,000 in another. And there is no consistency. Look, I absolutely 100% agree with you. I agree 100% that the whole medical thing needs to be revamped. I do. But again, a lot of people are saying Obamacare leaving is horrible, so sad. But dude, a lot of people that I've heard of, a lot of people that didn't like Obama said, man, this thing sucks. I'm paying more than I was last year. And I've heard that from a lot of people. So it's like, look, I understand that it might be hurting these super poor. But to say that they're being denied care, that's bullshit. Because I remember before the Affordable Care Act, hospitals by law have to take anybody that come in. They have to. It's not that they have a choice. You know, they do. And I just think that, again, I 100% agree. Look, I'll give you the perfect example, you know, letting the government decide who lives or dies. I told the story about my grandfather, 86 years old, had a heart attack, you know. And, of course, it wasn't the Affordable Care Act, like it was Medicare. But it's in the same vein, the government's deciding who lives or dies. So you have my grandfather, 86 years old, has a heart attack. They think he's going to die, but they say if we give him this medicine, it might fix him. However, insurance won't cover it. Luckily, my parents have the money to pay for it. They give it to him. By the way, update on my grandfather. I just talked to him 2 days ago. Not only is he better, he's in rehab, and they sent me a video of him laughing and riding an exercise bike because the medicine that
Good for him.
Yeah.
That's so good to hear, dude.
Yeah. Because the medicine that insurance did not want to cover.
Medicare.
Yeah, Medicare did not want to cover. When they gave it to him, then he was fine. Then now he's fine. Everything, you know, he's been doing a lot better, whatever.
Can I adjust something you said earlier, which
sure.
is incorrect?
Right.
You said, okay, well, it hurts the super poor. No, Obamacare helps the super poor. That's what it's meant and geared towards.
No, that's what I meant. That's
what
I meant.
People who pay for it are middle-aged single males.
No, Dutch. When I meant it, I'm sorry, I might have misspoke. When I said it hurts the super poor that it's being repealed. Is what
oh,
I meant.
Okay. All right, sorry.
Yeah, that's what I meant. But I might have said it wrong. But yeah, my grandpa's doing a lot better. But again, it was because we could afford it. And like,
yeah! Sorry.
You can't have people deciding that. But I wanted to point this video, and I loved it today. And I know, I think I showed it to you, Mitch, already. But this is at one of the women's rally, at a women's rally at the LA March. They found this gentleman, this black guy who was riding his bicycle through named Big Joe. Okay. And it's this where they just...
He looks like a Joe.
Yeah, he's the black guy's named Big Joe. And the guy who's interviewing him is a guy with an American flag cape around his neck. And it's the Women's March thing. Super liberal guy. interviewing a random dude on the street. So he's interviewing a black guy. Now, before we play it, what do we think the black guy thinks about the Women's March?
Well, it says the title of the video sums it up.
Yeah, he just sums it up.
I think he says, y'all a bunch of fucking dummies. Okay, I haven't seen it, by the way.
Okay,
probably assuming. Something along the lines of, we endured slavery, what you bitches complaining about?
Okay, Dutch, any guesses?
I got nothing to say.
John?
My creative switches off today.
Okay.
What's up?
Don't worry about it. Here we go.
Right. Aww. Sir, my name is Jeffrey. What is your name?
They call me Big Joe.
Big Joe. Yeah. I can see why. Big Joe.
Whoa.
By the way, that's not a guy,
did you just
dude.
Question
that's
his
just...
obesity?
No, dude. That's not a guy. It's a girl.
Well, it might be trans. You might be right. But anyway, let's keep playing it.
Oh, what are you doing here today?
I'm just passing through. I have nothing to do with this, whatever you want to call this. I don't even understand why they're having this. They had an inauguration yesterday, and now we have all this. What did Trump do for all of this to happen?
By the way, what you're hearing is Big Joe is not a political guy.
No.
What you're hearing is just clearly a normal guy going, what are we doing?
What the fuck? Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what Big Joe's my hero. I love Big Joe.
If anyone remembers.
Big Joe knows exactly where to get like real good pit barbecue.
Yes.
And yeah. I
Thank you.
Joe.
You're right. Big Joe knows exactly where to get that, where they mop it with the Carolina sauce. He knows where to get it.
Oh yeah, he does. Oh my God. Follow right. Joe.
Let's
eat,
hear more
eat with Joe.
Let's hear more about Joe. Okay. By the way, remember all the people around him are white people. You have to keep that in mind. It's very important.
He just got came into office. What is this? I see signs of unity and love and peace, and yet at his inauguration, they were burning a McDonald's, a Starbucks, limousines, and anarchy in the streets. This is what is this? When he was elected, rightfully, I mean, by the majority of the country, that, you know, so even though there are half the country like this that disapprove, what about the other half that do like him? What about them? What about their feelings? When Obama was president and he pushed his political...
Something else to point out for people that aren't watching it. It only starts out with him interviewing this, but as he keeps talking, it's 7 minutes video. I think it's worth playing. But
we can go over.
Can also see the guy in the Stars and Stripes hat is very not approving of what's
happening. But the problem is he doesn't know what to say to him because it's a black guy. You know, but now, mind you, notice there's only now as
that or this person who did this okay. is just knows. OK, it's good audio. Just let this guy go.
No,
it
gets better. You'll see. As he keeps talking, the crowd around him keeps getting bigger.
Oh, OK.
Agenda, political correctness. And he pushed all his agendas. Did you see people doing all this? No, because we united behind our American president and we stuck it out and everything. So what? What?
Yeah, can you come in here? Come in here. Huh? Come in here. Come in here. Come in.
Trump was not.
What?
Now a woman from the crowd walks up so you guys know what's going on.
What made him not? When was he not elected?
You're oblivious. You're on a bicycle and you're oblivious. You're
electoral. What are you talking about? Wait a minute.
What do you think we're here for?
Trump.
We're here to make a change and people like you
change.
Are the reason there's...
By the way, as we continue, I want to point out, and Dutch, because I know you
keep
you,
going.
I'm going to. I want to interject because that's what we do. I don't want to just play a 7-minute video.
Well, I know.
She's doing the typical woman argument as soon as she comes in, because she comes in loud and because she knows nothing's going to happen to her. You know.
Yeah.
So and she's doing the hand motions and the neck and everything. So here you go.
Listen,
people
I'm against
like
political
people
correctness.
Like
no, people like you
people like
your
you.
Political correctness
know your
agenda.
History.
Political
know your
correctness.
History.
You know
your
what?
History.
Political correctness
know
is un-American. Why
women?
You think you know why Trump couldn't
you
get anyone to
Trump.
His inauguration? Come because on. Of the McCarthyism Hollywood that was gonna stigmatize somebody for supporting
you
Trump. This
history.
Is the United States of America. You could support Trump and still be without ostracizing. You wanna ostracize someone and then you're gonna turn around.
Quick pause to point out a white guy, a ginger behind him is standing with a sign that says "Make Russia Great Again."
I don't know if that's a white guy or not because that's a Trump
face mask. Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't tell. Oh, it's, the hand. His hand is white.
Yeah,
so,
the hand is white.
Right. He could have.
Big Joe is doing what you're supposed to do with a woman like this. You don't respond to what you're saying. Just keep going with your point, especially if you know you got a mic in your face. By the way, the guy in the draped American flag, everything, yeah. or girl, or whoever that person yeah. is. knows he's. You see the big fat smile on his face while he get, he's trying to put the mic between. He loves it.
Yep.
By the way, I think Joe may be the reincarnation of Patrice because he is talking to her like that. Like, bitch, I'm going to keep talking. I don't give a fuck what you're saying. All right, let's keep going.
This is a disease.
Wait, Dick, I feel sorry for you.
I feel sorry for you because Planned Parenthood is a racist system. Margaret Sanger was a Planned Parenthood. You know what? Margaret Sanger thought very little low of black people. She thought they were ignorant and they shouldn't exist and reproduce. And you know what Planned Parenthood is about? Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood is to sterilize black people.
You cannot put.
The guy comes in and they're interviewing him, and instead of letting him finish talk, she keeps screaming. But it gets better.
And she just grabbed the mic
she's
out of that.
She's itching to grab him the mic. To like lay hands on her so that she can like.
Oh,
win.
He's not. No, Big Joe's cool like that though.
By the way, look at the
I know.
Look at the crowd now around it.
Oh yeah.
Planned Parenthood. We shouldn't be funding any type of Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood is a joke. And anyone that doesn't know their history, know your history about Margaret Sanger, the beginning of Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood is the most racist organization. Know your history before you start supporting some. Okay?
You see that.
She's making no points.
She just sounds like a cackling hen.
I can't even listen to her.
Hold on, we're going to keep going.
A straight man. You know your history about Planned Parenthood. Do you know about Planned Parenthood? Margaret Sanger. Margaret Sanger, the whole reason for Planned Parenthood was to sterilize black people so they wouldn't reproduce.
Yeah, that's actually.
Is that true?
That's true, actually.
Wow.
That is,
I just learned something today. I had no idea.
Big Joe knows Planned Parenthood and how to get good eats.
Yeah, Big Joe is a jack of all trades. Here, Planned Parenthood.
Margaret.
You keep playing it while you're looking it up.
Yeah, Margaret Sanger, yeah.
People, it's helping. It there changed. Are people. It's helping.
It changed with the rest of the
yeah,
world.
Yeah, okay. So it Trump is not a racist. Trump is not an organ.
Trump, he's the moment he learns two words, I'm sorry.
Sorry?
You can't speak
sorry
those
to
words.
Who? What? People that don't
everybody
support him?
In the
people?
World.
By the way.
I'm sorry to who?
Is that the husband of the cackling hen?
No, the cackling hen is a young black college looking girl with long like sort of dreads, and that other guy who just started talking to was some white dude.
All right, let's keep on.
You people that don't support him, I'm not offended by Trump, and that half the country is not offended by Trump. So what about them? What about them? What about the rest of the country that's not offended by Trump? What about them? Huh? Well, everybody's afraid of you guys. Because if they stand up for Trump, they're deemed a racist and everything, and everybody's
there
terrified.
There you go.
Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, her views on eugenics. After World War I, Sanger increasingly appealed to the social need to limit births by those least able to afford children. The affluent and educated already limited their childbearing, while the poor and ignorant lacked access to contraception and birth control. Here she found an area to overlap with eugenicists. She believed that both sought to assist the race towards the elimination of the unfit. Very Nazi-ish so far. They differed in that eugenics imply or insist that woman's first duty is to state we contend that her duty herself, blah, 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 blah. Sanger's view of eugenics was influenced, blah, 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 the morality of birth control. A 21 speech, she divided society into groups, the educated and informed. So it does look like she was actually into eugenics, which basically believes the elimination of the unfit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently there's a quote that she said, we want to exterminate the Negro population. Marie, is that a real quote?
I don't know if it's a real quote. I don't know if it's a real quote or not. I just Googled her name and looked at Google Images. And anytime you see a quote on top of her photo, it's shit like this.
Okay. Well, hey, look, she probably was a piece of shit. I mean, dude, it was back in, what, the 19... Yeah, when did it first come around? In the 20s?
She wrote a book called What Every Girl Should Know. It looks like she's in the early 20s.
Okay. Well, yeah. They weren't letting black people play baseball at that time, too. Yeah. So.
No, but my point is...
You got some more Fat Joe or Big Joe?
Yeah.
Let's go here.
And you got them doing it because of political correctness and all this craziness. This is wrong. This is the United States of America. You don't like, you say he's not your president, then you shouldn't be here. Leave. Many of the those elitist Hollywood people that said they were going to leave, they didn't leave. They're protesting now. You don't like him, you don't want to be here, then leave. This is a free country. What you're doing now, you're going to bring anarchy, and then you know what's going to happen? Martial law. And you, this freedom that you're talking about now, you're going to lose them. And then you're going to understand what a real situation. You have people in this group who are socialist, who are anti-American and anti-our freedom, and they're latching on your different causes, and they're playing on your emotions so that they can get you all riled up so that you can turn around and continue to do what you're doing and divide the country and then bring about chaos and anarchy so that they can bring martial law. That's what's really going on. Open your eyes and use your head. That's what's happening. I know for a fact,
Big Joe.
I've seen these socialists in your group. I've seen them at rally. They even make signs for you people, and you don't understand what's going on.
He's basically saying you're being used like a bunch of idiots, and you don't see it.
Used.
And he's right, exactly. Though. He is right, actually.
He is.
Yeah. Let's play a little more.
And both sides do it, by the way, but he's just pointing out the overall picture. He's not even like doing a right-left thing. He's just going to fuck the establishment thing, and you guys are being pawns. That's great. I love it.
By the way, I want to be clear here because I don't want to be say. Regarding the Margaret Sanger thing, looking it up, there's contradicting views. So that's, I want to leave that out there. Whether it's true or not, I don't know. But from what I'm seeing, whatever, there's different sides that contradict each other.
Open your heart. You better be smart. You might have some good causes and everything, but you need to choose your battles. Trump didn't do anything yet. Choose your battles correctly. Use your head.
Guest in the chat says Tracy Morgan doesn't sound too good.
He does sound,
I'm gonna get you all pregnant.
Huh?
Shut up.
Education, what's the problem? What is Trump doing about education?
I'm waiting for his next sentence to start with, bitch, what did I just say?
Right.
Yeah, if you notice, like, since the start of this interview, he hasn't said anything, like, offensive
He's
or anything.
He's been super level-headed while being screamed at. It's almost done.
All hens around him.
It's almost done. Let's finish it off.
Huh? Education, not for nothing. I'm going to tell you something right now. Everybody is being, the controlled media, education has taught you guys that you're following the controlled media, that whatever they whoever they demonize, you just automatically follow. If that's what education does for you, then we need to change it.
This guy with the mic is great.
Dude, the guy with the mic,
he's
first
just smiling the whole time going, I got gold here.
Yeah,
he does.
All right, let's go a little more.
You shouldn't be like that. You should be free thinkers, and you should be able to see right from wrong. You don't, because you're following whoever someone gets on TV and says, this is so, and then you just follow it? That's not using your head. That's not being smart. People, wake up. Be smart. Okay? You want to be logical. You want to be smart. Be smart. But don't follow all this nonsense just because. Because you want to be. There's so many people that supported Trump, but they were afraid to openly support him. But you know when they supported him? In the voting booth. And that's what all of you people didn't understand. A lot of people supported Trump, but they were afraid. They're even your friends, but they were afraid to tell you they supported him. And you know what? When they went to the voting booth, they voted for him. And that's where all of you people right now, all of you people are now shocked. Because you couldn't believe that he could be elected. Because nobody thought he would have been elected. But guess what? He is elected. And he is our president. And you need to unite behind him now. Because you know what? If you continue to do what you're doing, you are going to divide this country. You are going to bring about martial law. You're going to lose your rights. You're going to lose your freedoms. And then your biggest fear, he will be a dictator then. You better be smart, people. You don't understand what's about ready to happen. Wake up and be smart.
I'm going to vote for Big Joe for president.
I want
Big Joe. Joe's fucking brilliant.
Now, I have...
Is there any way we can track this guy down?
I have one last video that then we'll go to break, Dutch. I think you're going to like it.
Would it not make sense to hold it over?
No, because it's a Trump thing and it's a last thing, so we don't want to talk a second hour.
Okay,
it's only 26 seconds. Just quick setup. They're a library at a college, and there's Trump protesters. And the guy that's about to speak is an Asian guy trying to do his homework at the library. Okay, so here comes the protesters. Ready? I've never seen a protest shut down better.
This is library.
They all shut up.
Oh, my God, that's great.
This is library.
This is library.
Can you just pull back to, like, maybe like 5 seconds before he says it again? And then we'll go to break.
By the way, shut it down in three words. This is
library. I
want
to hear that going into break again.
Actually, I'm trying to – you know what? The one we'll play going into break, Dutch, is I think they did a Thug Life one of it. Hold on.
Oh, nice. Okay, good. I like
Hold
these.
On. Let me get it.
Of course. Of course. I didn't even think. Oh, that's awesome. Thug Life rules.
Oh, no. They don't have a Thug Life. Whatever. I'll play the regular one. Here we go. Someone needs to make that one. Here we go. Oh, this is the Thug Life one. Okay, I got it.
This is library. Hey, this is library.
More Like Radio. MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way.
The Nerd Hour.
The Sully Show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
More Life Radio!
The Cousin Joe Show.
I read a thing on Reddit. There's this like a billionaire in Japan, but he was in a motorcycle accident.
That collects asses.
Yeah, he's got thousands of women in boxes, collects cages, things like that.
That's real.
Hang on, can you guys back up? Because I was looking at something. Just start from the beginning. There's a guy.
He's a millionaire.
Billionaire.
He was like an electronics billionaire in the US. Or something, right?
In Japan.
No, this is in Japan.
Of course. Okay.
But he pays the girls. That is their job.
Yeah, he keeps them in boxes and cages with their asses out because he loves ass.
He has like over 1,000 of them.
Oh my gosh! I was picturing boxes of cut up asses.
No.
Autopsies.
Like boxes of real women squatting down, and there's like only one hole in the box.
You guys put it.
There's a picture on Reddit.
Like, where do you cut it from? How much do you leave in?
What the fuck? That's exactly what I was thinking.
What?
Nick, are you all right? Take a breath.
What? Friend, say
Nick,
it.
Nick needs a minute. I don't think he can
We're going to give him a minute. Nick, he's drooling on himself. What were you going to say?
If someone collects asses, why do they have to be in a box?
Because he doesn't want to see anything else.
Why are there boxes of asses?
Well, I'm just thinking, if you collect asses, where else would you store them? You said a guy collects asses.
Yeah,
I don't.
Excuse me, I got you a box of asses.
Brad Smith says, is anyone else hard?
I got a chubby. Tune in to the Cousin Joe Show live Thursday night, 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
The book is fucking funny, though.
Oh, yeah.
Of the few books I've read.
You read it?
Yeah. I read a book and it didn't have pictures in it. And they didn't pop up at me.
It also didn't moo when you pushed a button.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
Okay, you didn't say yes when I proposed to you. You said don't be a dick, and then you punched me right in the vault, boy.
Well, because you're a cunt.
Talk Radio Meltdown on More Like Radio. Every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. Listen live at morelikeradio.com.
Hey, it's Royce. Introduce everyone.
That's in parentheses. Don't actually say that.
Fuck! Okay, let's try again. Hey, it's Bob.
Nope.
Introduce it.
That's not your name.
Did we do it?
Hi, I'm Eric Nagel.
No!
That's his name.
Wait, you're listening to It's Royce Lopez. I'm Eric Nagel. Thanks for listening. Hey, it's Royce. Anne Marie.
Hey.
Dutch. Kyle.
Hi.
Mark.
Hey.
And John.
Hi.
When you're done listening to this week's episode of It's Eric Nagel, you should check out the Hippo Juice podcast for More Like Radio.
Hey, it's Royce.
No.
Hi, I'm Marie.
No, stop. When you're done listening to this week's episode of It's Eric Nagel, you should check out the Hippo Juice podcast for More Like Radio. We talk about comedy things and news stories.
Florida stories.
And yeah, also that it's on iTunes, Google Play.
Where else?
Our MySpace page.
No.
So just search More Like Radio and you'll find Hippo Juice and a whole bunch of other cool shows. And if you want to listen live, every Wednesday, 7 p.m., morelikeradio.com, you can find our show.
/live. So remember, sign up for the Hippo Juice podcast on More Like Radio.
And it's Eric Nagel because that guy rules. Boom.
Promo.
There we go.
Nailed it. Good job.
There you go, Eric.
About as good as we're going to do.
Nailed it.
More Like Radio listeners, do you consider yourself a movie fan? Interested in finding out the latest entertainment news via the big screen and small? Well, have your faith shaken no more. With the help of Chris Wetton and Mark Mixon, listen to our epic podcast, The Real Thing, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 p.m., exclusively on morelikeradio.com.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Are you too broke to go to the movies yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to DealFlix.com using a promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's DealFlix.com, promo code MLR.
Get all the best talk in one place. MoreLikeRadio.com. Hashtag Occupy Our Balls.
How the hell did I end up in Canada? Hey. I hate fucking Canada.
Keep it down in there.
I'm an American. Apple pie, lower 48, air supply.
You're an American. Where's your passport?
I don't have one. I told you I never had a passport. I don't want a passport.
Hey, shut up and sleep it off.
Why would I want to come to Canada? So your national health care can make me wait 60 years for a new kidney? Whole country's a bunch of parka-wearing, draft-dodging, chicken-shit cowards who didn't have the balls to stay home and fight the Viet Cong to preserve our American way of life. No snow at the Winter Olympics?
Oh,
what the hell was
Canada.
That? It's the Winter Olympics.
Our
what are you doing? Holding your cocks, handing out maple leaf sugar loaves.
True patriot.
You couldn't even get the Olympic torch to fucking light right.
All the sun's coming.
Let me get you in the right position.
I've never heard that one before. That's great. It's like I've never done Royce. Royce is on his A game with these rejoiners. This is great. 954-573. Jesus Christ. 954-573-2780.
Yeah.
Dutch, Royce, Marie, Cakes, Mitch, and Sherry's dead. If you would like to get in touch with us, also, you can want us. If you would like to Skype us, you can do Hippo Juice Film.
Yes.
All lowercase letters.
Yes.
Not that it matters.
Yeah, it matters.
Or just go to morelikeradio.com/live. There's a chat room. There's a video. There's the live streaming button. All that happy horse shit is right there for you as well.
Can
go ahead,
did you? I know we just talked about the Trump stuff, but did you want to see Shia LaBeouf yelling at somebody?
Oh, I love Shia LaBeouf yelling at somebody.
Okay,
is his career as an actor over?
I haven't. Basically, because he's been deemed unusually hard to work with, I guess. And most directors are like, fuck it, I'm going to try and cast them.
Mitch, can you find me the video, please? I can't seem to find it. But it's
Shia LaBeouf
is doing this a 24-hour-a-day live stream for 4 years through Trump's entire presidency. That's how he's going to...
24, he's going to stream his entire life?
Something to that effect.
What?
All day, every day?
Yeah.
For 4 years?
Yeah.
Is this
Shia LaBeouf. This is
was
Bluesies.
He yelling at a white supremacist?
He said he was yelling at a white supremacist without punching him. He will not divide us, the four-year-long Trump participatory art and stuff. So he's screaming in somebody's face. Now, how do we know the guy was a not white supremacist? I mean, maybe he was. I just don't know. Because Slate says it, and
the thing is with them is anyone who is against them is a white supremacist.
Yeah, that's the big stigma. If anybody even slightly remotely supports Trump, you're racist.
In the chat, Royce.
Huh?
I don't know. Try the link in the chat.
I'll grab it in a second.
Not.
The problem is that everyone wanted to say he will not divide us. To be more specific, a Nazi showed up who wanted to say 1488. Well, I don't know what that is. Instead, calling modern-day white supremacist Nazis may be imprecise in many cases, but this guy was literally wearing an SS M43 field cap. Okay, that's a white supremacist.
Okay, well, that's pretty bad.
No. Listen, but you know 14... what?
He could be a cosplay enthusiast.
No, he was. No.
1488 is a combination of two popular white supremacist numeric symbols. The first symbol is 14, which is shorthand for 14-word slogan, "We must secure the existence of our people and a future for white children." The second is 88, which stands for Heil Hitler, H being the eighth letter of the alphabet.
So, yeah, white supremacists. But you know what sucks? You know what's sad? Because
I have seen that be a thing.
You know what's sad, though? You know what's sad, though? Because of all the different news sites now calling everybody a racist, you have to actually really go into it and check. You can't take anyone's word anymore, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, a perfect example is, you know Milo, the guy from Breitbart, Milo Yiannopoulos?
Best friends with Otis.
He's on Breitbart. He's the gay guy who's a conservative. And a bunch of different sites call him... what do they call him?
Gay?
No, he is definitely gay. they don't know what to do with him because he's gay and he fucks black guys, but he's a conservative, so they don't know how to handle him. No, for real. Dude, read about him. I think he's the best troll in America.
So he's a daywalker?
Basically.
My roommate that I had for like 3 years, one of my best friends, Sean, he's a gay conservative. Mm-hmm. And he actually moved to D.C. because he wanted to, you know, get into like office and go into politics. He stopped doing it because he realized how much bullshit it all was. Because you always get into that stuff with like, you know, the good intentions. But that was his whole thing, was being a gay. It was hilarious. Like, we would go to parties and we'd get in these political debates. But he's like... straight up gay, and he's in there. It's really funny, like that whole dichotomy of a gay conservative.
Yeah, it's weird.
This guy, yeah, I know him. Yeah, I see the picture now.
Yeah, so he's actually now having to write all these news sites that write about him because they keep calling him a white nationalist. And he said, "I've never said I'm a white nationalist." But the problem is, like Mitch was saying earlier, they call anybody that disagrees with them. I'm Hispanic. I'm Cuban, and I've been called a white supremacist. I don't know how
that
works.
Though, a good chunk of America, hence why Trump got in, they're saying what you're saying, like, where they don't really believe it anymore. Someone gets called that, and nobody just goes, oh, okay, that's got to be true because the news said it.
Because so CNN said it.
Everybody is looking at all this shit with massive grains of salt and going, okay, I can't believe any of this
shit
anymore.
By the way, here's why I love Milo. He's touring colleges, and he called his tour the Dangerous Faggot Tour.
It's pretty good.
You gotta love him.
Milo, I like Milo.
Listen to some
read
some of his stuff. Actually, if you want to hear a good interview, he was on Joe Rogan a couple months ago. It's really good to hear.
Shirt. He's wearing a shirt that says
stop being poor. Dude, he is one of the best self-admitted trolls on the internet. He's the guy who pretty much you could tell he's doing it to fucking get a rise out of people.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But people still believe him, like Borat, or you know what I mean? Like or like Ollie G, like they
and he's doing it just to kind of point out the absurdity of people's outrage and shit like that.
Yeah, he absolutely he's a really big what it is he's a really big free speech guy, and he doesn't want people to look at that. See, rape culture and Harry Potter are both fantasies. There's a sign
that's
he's holding
not
up.
True. Harry Potter is real. We are just muggles and cannot see
it. Okay, fair enough. So, but I like it. And you know what's funny? I think we called it Dutch because a couple of years ago, I remember on this show us saying something is coming on the other side. There's a big movement that's coming over. You know,
dude, it was like within the last year where we were. You're right. I think you and I got into a big argument as far as, you know, is it really a problem? Is it not, like, with the amount of pushback? Like, is it really? But it's you're right. It's gotten to a boiling point now where it's this last election shows it. Like, it's gotten to a point where we're done with this PC nonsense.
It's the only way to explain. It's the only. Oh, by the way, I love his shirt. He has a shirt of a rainbow flag on a machine gun that says "We shoot back." He wore that
the rainbow
shirt.
Uzi.
Yeah, he wore that after the Pulse shooting. But he's fucking awesome. But
why are we bringing him up again? Was there something you were?
Yeah, because
play?
we were talking about the Shia LaBeouf thing, and we were talking about was the guy really an SS guy or not?
What was the Shia LaBeouf thing? Can we actually?
Yeah, I was going to say, did you click the link?
The link is up a couple. Let me.
I got it here. Hold on.
Yeah.
I reposted it.
It's a video or?
There's no
video,
video
inside
buddy.
There, yeah.
I don't see one.
Scroll down, Royce, a little bit. It's loading.
Oh, my God. Yeah, because.
There we go.
Picture. Oh, okay.
Yeah, because that's better than YouTube.
Is it?
No.
Fuck. What is enemy doing? Dude, it's so tinty.
Sorry, that's just what it sounds like.
Can you lower it?
Is somebody recording this?
Wait,
off of
is
a black
this
bear?
Shia LaBeouf? Did you look
yeah, there he is. There's Shia LaBeouf right there.
It's the red hat.
He's getting in the guy's face. He's trying to get the guy to fight him, basically.
But the guy is also not hitting him either.
I think smaller. The guy wants to get an autograph.
All right, but let's
he's
be honest.
Screaming, you will not divide us.
Can we be honest? Can we be honest? Who's worse, a white supremacist or the guy that was in three Transformers movies?
The guy that was in three Transformer movies because he can't fight.
How great would it be if they just started kissing?
It looks like
every
that.
Time they get in close, it looks like they're about to kiss.
I would just think Shia LaBeouf could afford a better video microphone.
You know what they look like? They look like two penguins about to fight, and all they can do is put their heads against each other.
Right.
All right. Well, that's pretty.
Do you
much
think
it.
Shia LaBeouf's breath smells like tofu?
I don't know. I don't know what's
Let's
happening
see.
Anymore.
So wait, what does
I'm
that?
Reading like the project, yes. Is there?
What does that have to do with
shut
the project?
Down a white supremacist. Here, I'll read it. Shia LaBeouf shut down a white supremacist who tried to hijack his hashtag "He Will Not Divide Us" art project / anti-Trump protest live stream. LaBeouf launched the project last week, shortly before Trump's inauguration, describing it as a quote show of resistance. Or insistence, opposition, or optimism. So that's his project?
It's a stupid name.
Let's see.
Tell him it's a stupid name. It's not catchy at all. So he's going to live stream his life for 4 years during the Trump.
Open to all, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The participatory performance will be live streamed continuously for 4 years or the duration of the presidency.
Wait, so
in
it's
this
wait,
way,
wait, wait.
The mantra.
Is it one performance going to be on repeat, or is he performing for 4 years straight?
LaBeouf describes the project on his website as follows. Commencing 9 a.m. January 20th, the day of the inauguration, the public will deliver the words, "He will not divide us," into the camera mounted on the wall outside the Museum of the Moving Image in New York. Repeating the phrase as many times or as long as they wish. So basically, he just set up a camera that's going to be constantly connected to live stream. And if you wish, you can go up to the camera and just say, "He will not divide us." So he's not going to be there the whole time, but there's going to be a live camera there. And if you want to say he.
So he set up a bird's nest camera. Like you see him on YouTube as like a bird nest.
Can we pull it up
or whatever,
see if there's any action going on?
Thing.
What's stopping people from like flashing their wieners or like boobs or whatever?
Well, it is in the middle of the street, it looks like.
So precious little.
Also nothing.
Exactly.
Nothing to stop.
So people should flash their genitals in front of this camera? Is that what you're saying?
Reddit crashes Silabus. We will not divide us live stream.
Yes, they did.
Apparently 4chan also hacked it. According to 4chan, they hacked it.
See, this is why we can't have nice things.
So
4chan.
Sorry, guys.
I mean, it's live right now, actually.
No, I was going to say, can we pull it up?
It might be back up, but they did hack it at some point.
It's up right now. I put the link in the chat, and it's just a bunch of people.
What's Shia LaBeouf's net worth?
He will not divide us.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's really fucking loud.
Oh,
sorry.
My God.
No, like, no. It's that tinty awfulness.
Oh, that was the worst. I apologize.
Oh, Shia LaBeouf is $25 million. He actually has more money than Ashley Judd. So there is an income gap.
There we go.
Well, there you go.
Well, she was right.
All right. So, well, what do you know?
White privilege?
Or maybe he's just been saving more money not having to buy tampons.
Was she right about white aliens coming and taking vaginas? I don't remember the whole speech, but you know what I mean.
So if you want to check it out, if you go to hewillnotdivideus.us.
And also mute your speakers. Turn your volume down.
Yeah, that tint is really bad. I'm just looking. There's a couple of hipsters hanging out there. They're not really doing anything. They're just
he's pointing his phone at the camera for some reason.
Yeah, as if we can.
Oh my God! He's probably playing his song.
He's playing his song. Turn it up. Turn it up.
He's rapping. He made a "We'll Not Divide Us" rap song, and he's playing it.
So is this what a mixtape is?
Okay, the girl at the back sounds terrible.
Wait, so he's getting followers, or at least people are getting involved. This is in New York, it said.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a Mets shirt. Yeah. Hey, this is library.
That was so great.
This is library. I'm going to use that as a button.
Yeah, you need that as a drop. But you need that. Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
Okay, well, I'm done with this. I'm done with the fucking asshole. Bye, Charlotte Buff.
Hey, this is webcam.
By the way, it was surreal to see at Linda McMahon's hearing today because she's... Trump made her the head of the Small Business Administration to see Triple H and Stephanie McMahon sitting there. I cannot.
He made her the head of the wow
Small Business Administration.
Yeah, he did. Hey, look, if anybody knows how to run a business,
by the way,
family.
But no, I get it. But it's weird seeing Triple H sitting in like a.
It's weird that Trump's our president.
I know, but my point is, it keeps getting weirder.
It is becoming like a
how
clown
far
car
down
thing.
The rabbit hole is this country going to go?
I honestly thought that during the Senate.
I
honestly thought during the Senate confirmation hearing, you were going to hear Stone Cold music, and he was going to come in and just fly the chair and just hit Triple H.
My God, that man's got a family.
Stop the damn hearing! Stop the damn hearing!
Look at the carnage!
Oh my God, he's smiling! He's smiling! But, you know, I mean, whatever. We're doing good, right?
We're doing just
Everything's
fine.
Everything's fine. And now union leaders apparently love Trump. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's going on.
Wait.
Dude, it's going to be a fun 4 years.
Wait. 23 minutes
so
ago.
Goddamn fodder.
23 minutes ago, breaking news, Dutch.
Oh. Oops, sorry. And I'm going to pull it up.
Wow! I feel so loud, Joel.
Justin, President Donald J. Trump will take executive action this week, directing federal resources toward building a border wall, a White House official confirmed.
Yeah!
Wait, so he's actually going to do it?
He's doing it.
He's going to build that wall.
Everybody kind of figured that was like the same thing with the whole Guantanamo Bay thing. Because remember, that was like one of Obama's big pushes when he was running the first time around. And Guantanamo is still alive and kicking and doing a lot better than they were beforehand.
Yeah.
He's going to keep Guantanamo, But he's going to build that wall.
Hey, by the way, Obama, what the fuck did us Cubans do to you to take away the dry land policy right before you left office?
Yeah, that was a little weird.
You motherfucker.
But at the same time, I mean,
I understand why, but it was just a fucking fuck you, you know, right before
he
left.
Well, not only that, but he gave a lot of money to Palestine right before he left, too.
But my point is he takes away the dry land policy and at the same time saying we need to let all Mexicans in. So he kind of doesn't make sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is a little strange that like, he would like he. I see. I can understand if like a Republican or a conservative did that on their way out.
That's
but
what
not
I'm
him.
Saying. That's exactly my point. That's what I'm saying.
But then again, I think that dry foot policy should have fucking been eradicated a while ago.
I think Obama really likes tacos but hates sandwiches.
Well, that's fucking bullshit because Cuban sandwiches are better than any taco I've ever had.
Yep.
Fucking.
You gotta come back on the beef a little bit though.
Fuck you.
What?
Well, more ham, less beef. That's all I'm trying to say.
Where are you eating your sandwiches at?
Yeah, seriously.
Apparently I'm not eating the right Cuban.
Yeah, fucking
sandwich.
Eat one in Florida because it's not here. Fucking Colorado. What do you have? You have some fucking guy from Guatemala making
everywhere,
it.
And every
you
time I get a Cuban,
Benita.
All I'm trying to say is that every time I get a Cuban sandwich, little. Not enough ham, a little too much beef.
Brendan's got
a good... Dutch, are you more of a Reuben guy?
Yes and no.
Yes
yeah,
and
no. I would say, yeah, I'm more of a Reuben
Brendan's
guy.
Brendan's got a good point. He thinks it's because Cubans vote Republican. That might be a good point. They do, actually.
Do they?
Yeah, they do. No, they really do.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he didn't help out any more fucking... He didn't get any more Cuban Democrat votes.
Is it because they're more Catholic?
No. It's because... Castro basically was, before he started killing gays and everything, he was like a liberal's wet dream, you know? They loved it. You know, he was a big socialist and all that stuff.
So anything
and
against...
Anything against okay, that point that. Of view is why Cubans tend to be conservative. And as a matter of fact, outside of most social issues, most Hispanics may vote Democrat, but they live like conservatives. Like, maybe a lot of Hispanics vote for Democrats. Mm. Hold on. Maybe a lot of Hispanics vote for Democrats, but as far as I know, most Hispanics are pro-life because of their religion. You know, they are.
Well, no, dude, yeah, the majority. Well, here's the thing with Hispanics; they're kind of like white people. Like, they can swing a vote either way. Like,
yeah.
You know, it's like a 50. Whereas, like black people, it's like 75% of all black people are Democrat.
Oh, by the way, and another fuck you, like Obama that Marie posted in the chat, but like the last in Obama's last like 24 hours in office, he secretly sent another $221 million to Palestine.
Is there any way Trump can
he can't get it
reverse
back?
It?
No, they already have
wow.
it.
Meanwhile, Flint, Michigan hasn't had clean water since 2014.
Instead of giving Flint, Michigan $221 million to help that, we're going to give Palestine money because they need it.
Everyone was actually hoping that in Obama's last hours, he would have just legalized marijuana across the United States.
I thought that too, but
instead,
no.
He just gave away more of our money to a different country.
I got
to
put it this
Thanks,
way.
Thanks, Obama.
I got to put it this way. At least Trump hasn't really said anything about pot, and I don't think he's going to.
Nah, he didn't care.
I don't think he
cares. His main thing is going to be economics and security.
Yeah.
That's what he thinks, and what he's probably more likely going to have be his legacy.
And
so.
Infrastructure.
Yes.
He wants to make them jobs. Everyone needs gerbs.
Gerbs.
I don't know, man. My point is, though, it's really, really, really funny. Like, somebody was saying, I forgot what comedian was saying. You know, America's coming to its, like, series finale, and now we're just throwing in dumb plot lines just to see if they work. You know, like we just jumped the shark as a country. You know, it's like, all right, well, what if, guys?
We're season six of Dexter, is what you're
exactly.
saying.
Exactly, America is currently season six of Dexter. That's good. I'm going to steal that from you, Dutch.
Hey, Turk or Jerks. That's a great meme for the podcast listeners. That's.
Just Donald Trump yelling, "Dirker derbs,
Dirker derbs,
Dirker."
I will commend the longevity of that meme.
Isn't it amazing?
I can't believe this many years later, it's still going on.
Somebody had another good meme. He goes, "You know what the problem is? There hasn't been a beard in the White House in 122 years. Apparently, the last president that had a beard was 122 years ago, and I actually believe that might be an issue."
Wow. That very well could be an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you want to count Michelle Obama.
Hey! Also, Dutch, are the other 35 genders going to march or only women?
This was no boys or anybody else allowed.
It's only it's a woman's march.
How do you birth control the other 35 genders?
How do you, what do you mean?
Well, like, I know how to use birth control on a man and on a woman.
To be fair, I've seen a lot of the people near the 35 genders, and I don't think anybody would fuck them anyway.
So they don't need birth control? Did I just blow your
mind?
It's
not that they don't need it, like, physiologically. It's just that it's unlikely that they'll actually make use of it.
That's another thing with this whole gender identification nonsense. It's like, okay, can you give birth? Yes. Okay. You're a female. Can you not give birth? Okay. You're a male. Like, it's one or the two. Like, I don't understand why.
Well, that goes into
the
infertility thing of, like, some women just aren't able to give birth. Okay, are they men now?
Well, you know what I mean.
I know. I know what you mean, but I'm just saying that's
you
where
said it wrong.
They'll come at you.
Because some women can't have babies.
Well, then they're a man.
No, they could be a
woman.
That's
not a woman. That's a man, baby.
That's a man, baby.
By the way, I watched that movie the other day. It doesn't hold up.
No.
First one?
Sadly, it doesn't. Even though, like, it's you know, our quotable movie going back to either, you know, junior high and high school. Yeah. I rewatched. I think it was the second one on TV the other day.
More breaking news.
Does that make you horny, baby?
More breaking news from the Obergurten Fuhrer's office. You want to give me some music here? Breaking news?
Oh, breaking news? Yeah. Oh.
House approves bill barring taxpayer money for abortions, we were talking about earlier.
What's all the things that Trump has passed so far? What are his executive orders in 2 days?
The first thing he did was basically say you telling the you can't press
you can't
charges
do,
or fines on Obamacare people.
You can't do that on television.
Who signed up for Obamacare, so basically said you can't fine them anymore. Which basically is just the first step of getting rid of Obamacare. That's all
okay.
I had.
Here's a list of Trump executive orders. Since taking office, President Trump has, it's weird to say that still, has looked to fulfill some of his campaign promises. An order that directs federal agencies to ease regulatory burdens of Obamacare. It orders agencies to waive, defer, grant exemptions or delays from the implementation or requirement of Obamacare. An order imposing a hiring freeze for federal agencies except for military or emergency. He signed the notice that the U.S. will begin withdrawing from the Trans-Pacific Partnership. That's good. I like that. An order to reinstate so-called Mexico City.
I apologize. I saw that on my AP app the other day. What is the Trans-Pacific? What? Like, what is that?
Okay.
TPP?
Yeah. Just give me a quick Reader's Digest version of it.
What's
the
TPP? Yeah, you know
well,
me.
Well, all right. The Trans-Pacific Partnership is...
It's a trade deal.
Here, let me read it correctly so I get it.
It's a trade deal that once was a man and now is a woman.
The Trans-Pacific... There you go. You got it.
Okay, well, there you go. I'm all for it.
The Trans-Pacific Partnership was a trade agreement between Australia... Canada, Chile, Japan, Malaysia, Mexico, New Zealand, Peru, Singapore, United States, and Vietnam. Nothing ever bad's happened when the United States and Vietnam have done something. The finalist proposal was signed on February 4th in Auckland. The TPP began as an expansion of the Trans-Pacific Economic Partnership Agreement. And basically, let's see here.
To promote economic growth, support the creation and retention of jobs, enhance innovation, productivity, and competitiveness, raise living standards, reduce poverty in those countries, promote transparency, good governance, and enhance labor and environmental protections. The TPP contains measures to...
What happened with this whole thing with all these countries, America is the only one who chipped in any kind of money for it.
No, it says to lower both non-tariff and tariff barriers to trade. So basically just an agreement that they don't have as high of tariffs when trading across each other, I guess.
Oh, okay. So he wants... Okay, I get it. So you get rid of that. So then, hey, if you're going to ship here... We're going to charge them more kind of thing, right?
I guess so, yeah.
We'll charge you less.
Yeah, just trade agreements between participating countries.
And I think the problem is it's also they have big environmental regulatory committees. So a lot of people think it would slow things down. And the agreement cuts over 18,000 tariffs. Tariffs on the U.S. manufactured goods and almost U.S. farm products would be eliminated completely, with most eliminations occurring immediately. Pharmaceuticals.
But U.S. foreign products.
Yeah, so basically it was a bad trade deal. What they want is to make some sort of like global economy, you know what I mean?
And Trump's basically saying, fuck that, who cares?
Well, yeah. It's because there's probably some shady shit in the underbelly of the whole thing.
Okay.
So I don't know the exact details of it.
I love how like, none of
it.
Us really know, but we're still acting like we do.
It's all just vagary.
Just vague. Yeah, whatever. Hey, homework assignment for the listeners. Go figure out what the Trans-Pacific Parenting Girl, Man, Boy trade agreement was.
Anyway, what were we talking about? The other ones. In order to so-called Mexico City policy, a ban on federal funds, international groups that perform abortions or lobby to legalize or promote abortion. The policy was instituted in 1984 by President Reagan, but has gone out of effect depending on the party in power in the White House.
Wait.
In order to reinstate the so-called Mexico City policy, which is a ban on federal funds to international groups that perform abortions or lobby to legalize.
Are you serious? We are funding other people's Planned Parenthoods?
Yes.
That's
basically
about.
What that says, right?
Yes. Planned Parenthood is an international organization, Mexico's- apparently. It's not just a United States organization.
The Mexico City policy.
That is retarded.
The Mexico City policy is a United States government policy that requires all foreign non-government organizations that receive federal funding to refrain from performing or promoting abortion services as a method of family planning with non-U.S. government funds.
And by the way, this policy has been approved and disapproved by every incoming president.
Depending on what side of the line they're on.
It's a ping pong ball between the Republicans and the Democrats, approving and not approving. So it's gone back and forth since Reagan.
We're paying for...
We were.
Family planning.
We were paying
for it. See, that's
the
thing. That's the reason why everybody hates the government, because of this kind of shit.
Yeah.
Like, stuff like you didn't even know where your tax dollars were going, and that's the kind of shit it's going to.
Yeah.
Why
but,
the fuck
yeah, but
are
Madonna,
we
but Madonna
for Mexican
and,
abortions?
But Madonna and Ashley Judd were the ones yelling that Donald Trump was going to stop this.
But geez, the problem is, and then you know, then the liberals always say the same thing. It's like, we need to tax the rich people more. It's like, no, what we need to do is...
How about you reallocate the funds properly?
I know, and that's, you know, there's a...
That's for president.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that are on autopilot that we just keep reinstating in.
Right.
We never take things off. We only put things on, and we just can't afford it. Look, everyone...
And that's the reason why Trump is the president now, because of this kind of nonsense. Because in the age of information, everybody is now finally realizing where your fucking tax dollars goes, because, you know... You pop on Google for a little bit, and if you have a little bit of, you know, wherewithal, you'll actually be able to figure out what is the government funding, and you find this kind of nonsense.
Then he also signed two orders reviving the Keystone XL pipeline and the Dakota Access pipelines.
Yay! More oil!
Three other related orders that would expedite the environmental permitting processes for infrastructure projects related to the pipelines, direct the Commerce Department to streamline the manufacturing permitting process, and give the Commerce Department 180 days to maximize the use of U.S. steel in the pipeline.
By the way, during the break, I was looking at my Twitter. I was looking at Bernie Sanders' Twitter feed. He is motherfucking Trump for that.
Say that again?
Bernie Sanders is motherfucking Trump for that.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Because of the environment and the oil spills and everything like that.
I mean,
like you said, at the first break, Sanders is still being him. So
yeah, and again, I give him that. But here's the thing about those pipelines. Like, if we're being honest with ourselves, there's so many of them. Like, this is not going to be the one that's going to be the problem.
How many are there?
A lot. Mitch, can you tell me how many oil pipelines are in the U.S., please?
12. I'm looking for a picture because I don't know. There's
I know
a
it's
lot
a lot.
Them.
Why do people care about the Keystone pipeline?
Because it's the most recent one, and it actually doesn't run through Native American land. It runs near.
I just posted the picture in the chat of all of the pipelines.
Those are all the pipelines we currently have.
Well, geez,
that seems
Those look like flight paths.
So my
are the blue ones the ones that Democrats put down, and the red ones the ones that Republicans put down?
No, I don't think that's what that
is. No, I can't read what the legend says, but...
The John legend.
Very small.
Interstate something... interstate and intrastate
pipeline?
Oh yeah, red ones are all within one state. The blue ones are from state to state.
Oh, they cross states.
Oh, okay, there you go, there you go.
All right.
Well, that's a lot.
Yeah. So there's like already six of them in North Dakota.
And so the Keystone...
There's like $3 billion in Oklahoma.
Yeah, there's a lot in Texas, and Oklahoma, and Louisiana.
And let's be honest. Well, what's going to happen if there's someone else pulling in North Dakota? I mean, be honest.
So, okay, so the deal is with the Keystone Pipeline, it's going...
Keystone Light.
It's going from, what, North Dakota all the way to Louisiana or something? It's like going like down the middle? Is that what it is?
And some of those pipelines... some of those pipelines go into Canada too, from what I'm seeing.
Look, you're going you build anything, you're going to have issues.
You're
going to
have a bad time.
Why would you know? Well, there's a possibility that we might have an issue, so don't build it at all. Like, okay look, Wilbur, yes, Orville, don't build that plane because there's a possibility it just might crash. Like, why would
I'll be the first one. I'll be the first one to admit that, look, I understand that I have no cards in the game because I don't plan on having any kids anyway, so it's not like I give a shit what happens. You know what I mean? But, you know, on the other end of that stuff is like, it's people are fucking being tired of being told that they're oppressed, that they're wrong, that they're racist, that they don't know what they're doing, that they're going to ruin the environment. People are being,
I honestly dare. I dare people, please come at me and tell me how I'm oppressed.
The other day,
please,
Dutch,
or tell me how I'm not oppressed.
Do you triple dog double dare?
I triple dog double dare them. Please tell me who my father was born in Syria, married to a Cuban man whose mother was born in Cuba.
Your father was married to a Cuban man?
No, yep. She is.
I come from a family where I have
a land down under.
I have an immigrant dad. My husband, who's a different nationality, has an immigrant mom, and I make more money than he does, and I did not live a downtrodden life, and I have a great job in a tech marketing industry of a major company. Tell me how I'm oppressed.
Well, you're the 1%.
You have to pay tax on tab.
Brendan's got a good point. You have Stockholm Syndrome.
You're right.
There is that.
That's what it is. I've learned to love my captor.
It's just people haven't learned that throughout history, when you tell people what to do, they're going to get angry and tell you to fuck off.
There is a fucking homeless, horrible, a horrible homeless problem. Sorry, I was a little dyslexic there. Mm-hmm. Went backwards. Focus on fixing the homeless problem before you start yelling at me that I need to get behind other people.
The thing is, man, if you're some dude that's working in Detroit and the auto industry shut down and you're fucking homeless and you don't know what to do because you don't have water in your town and everything's falling apart, when you sit there and you hook up to, you know, you look at the computer and you see people that are complaining because they're not using the right gender pronoun, you start to resent that. And then when you get called a racist for saying something against it, you go, you know what? Fuck you. And the thing is, the Democrats should have won. They shot themselves in the foot. They became so cocky and so arrogant. They honestly thought they could manipulate who was going to be in there and people were still going to vote for them because they really think they have it in the bag so much. To the point where Democrats would have won even with Hillary if they would have stopped telling the social justice warriors would have stopped telling people that they were calling everybody racist and calling everybody stupid. They were calling people – there's a perfect example. Piers Morgan, we've talked about him on the show. The guy has been a lifelong liberal. Liberal. Now they hate him because he retweeted a picture of the Women's March. Women's March tweeted a picture that said, this is what happens when 2.6 million people get together. And he retweeted the picture and he goes, no, this is what happens when 2.6 million people throw a hissy fit because they lost the election.
Yeah.
That was funny.
And that came from him?
Piers Morgan. Yep. Mitch, can you find the screenshot? I think it's on my Facebook. And ever since then, ever since Trump won, he's a liberal, always been, CNN show.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Huge liberal, big-time anti-gun guy, which whatever, you know.
But ever since, he's been telling millennials to shut the fuck up, get over it, stop crying, stop bitching, and stop whining. Because what happens is, and I tell these people all the time, it's like, you're not making allies, you're losing more voters.
Here's the thing, is I'm actually interested in talking to two of my sisters who were at one of those women's things up in Denver. They went to that. You know, March, whatever nonsense. I had breakfast with my mom the other day, and she told me that they were there, and I want to see what their opinion, because I remember talking to them a couple of days after the election, and my sister was, I mean, I'm not going to say who it was, yeah, but God bless her soul, but she was kind of, I could tell she was regurgitating that stuff that you see on any kind of social media, like, you know, we should be afraid because he's going to take away. And she started doing that stuff, and I was like, wait a minute, what do you actually think he's going to take away from you that you're this afraid, and or that you have this need to want to protest and all this other kind of, I'm really interested to hear about what she says this time around.
Here's Pierce Morgan's tweet. Let's be honest, ladies. Today's Women's March is just an anti-democratic protest at Trump winning the presidency. Something yep. else he wrote. President, someone wrote, it is about rights and reproductive freedoms that are being threatened. It's not okay to use degrading language and assaulting behavior. Pierce Morgan, President Trump hasn't removed any of your rights, though. This is a protest at his win and Hillary's failure to become the first female president. He is, yeah, again.
And I just want to point out, Pierce Morgan hates Trump.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hates him.
But just like me, somebody who does not like Trump, you start seeing the crybabies bother me more. Crybabies will always bother me more. And seeing these people crying on the streets, Dutch, let me tell you something. I made a joke that was basically an Al Bundy throwaway joke about the Women's March on Facebook. I've had so many people get mad at me. This is my joke.
What did you
say? This is my joke. It was really simple. I go, so at the Women's March, if somebody has to use the bathroom, do they all go together, or does one person stay behind to watch all the purses?
That's very funny, actually. I like that.
Or does one person stay behind to watch all the purses? I got a lot of likes on it. I know, but it was just – but you know what? My point is –
No, it's good. I like it.
It was kind of like – it was a throwback Bob Hope-y, like, you know, Al Bundy joke, you know?
Right.
The first comment was this woman who follows me on Facebook, and she goes, what the fuck is wrong with you?
To which I had to say, well, your Royce is just a little scared that half of New York City just synced up cycles.
Yeah. And thank you, Marie, for that.
You're welcome.
And
good.
And people really like got mad at me. I had fucking friends commenting, calling me names. I had somebody fat shame me because I was fat shaming somebody. It was beautiful, Dutch. It was glorious to see. I was so happy. The world crumbling. I swear to God, sometimes I feel like the Joker standing in front of that pile of money that's burning. Like, mm-hmm. people don't understand. Like, they make themselves look like idiots. There are so many fucking hypocrites. Here's a perfect example, Dutch. And because, man, we've been doing this show even when Bush was president. Think about this.
Was it? No. I think it was right after Obama got elected.
You're right. But, you know, when Bush was president, he was a warmonger. Obama's bombed more countries than Bush has by, like, a lot. But now the moment mm-hmm. Trump does anything militarily, they're going to call him a warmonger. And it's like, yep. when people start realizing, like Big Joe said, the whole fucking system is rigged against you anyways.
Like, so why give them any more power than
exactly? And than now, all the liberals are like, he's a fascist. Look at him using the executive power that way. And I'm like, you motherfuckers are the ones that gave the presidency the executive powers
by not going out and voting.
You just no, not even that. Obama used the executive power hardcore, and because Democrats were in Congress, they gave more executive power to the president. But what happened is that they didn't realize that when you give power to somebody, you're not giving the power to Obama. You're giving it to the fucking presidency.
The system. He just happens to be the head of the
but
system.
Then when somebody
a lot of
comes
checks
in,
and balances in place.
When somebody comes in that you don't like and start using the same executive power that you gave, you can't sit there and cry about it.
But I want to cry about it.
How long do you think this is going to last? The crying,
dude. I'll say this.
Two months.
Yeah. After Obama won, I'll say both times. I would say that conservatives shut up relatively quickly. They kind of moved on with their lives. I remember after Obama won, there wasn't any rallies in the street. There wasn't any marches. There wasn't fucking the three conservative celebrities that are around talking on. You know what I mean? Like,
there was one thing though that was kind of funny. Sean, I retweeted it. It was Sean actually tweeted the other day. He said, "Like, good, Trump's in the office now. We can get the guns back that Obama took away from us."
Yeah.
To be honest, the conservatives were really pushing. He's going to take our guns. He's going to take our guns, and it never happened.
No.
So,
well, the problem is they tried, but everyone that tried to push it through got kicked out of office.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, they got shut down pretty quick. Well, I mean, you know, thank God for the NRA.
Yeah, and the thing is, I again, now these same liberals, they're worried about a Nazi leader president. And then what you want to think is he's not a Nazi, obviously, but they're worried about this Nazi fascist president. And then you think, man, wouldn't it be nice if you guys had guns to protect yourselves in case something happened? Imagine if these fascist Nazis. Hold on, Dutch.
You got a nice building here. Be quite a shame if something were to, I don't know, happen to it, unfortunately.
Imagine all these fascist Nazis going door to door. These Trump Nazis are going to go and they're going to kill your family and they're going to put you in camps.
What would you want to have in your house?
If only you guys had something to protect yourselves from these evil people. If there's only something that existed that maybe was in our, I don't know, constitution that you could have that might protect you from a government.
The pen?
No, not the pen. A government coming and taking
a musket.
No, not a musket.
With the sword so at hard the end to of load. It.
No, but see the constitution was written when there was time of muskets, so that's what they obviously meant.
Right.
They didn't mean anything that changed with the time.
Yeah, but then again, I am on the other side. I understand the people on the other side who are like, look, why are we holding these guys up like they're demigods? Like, you know, they were people just like we're people.
God's
the whole point
of
it is you have to change as you go. So I get that side of it. But at the other side, it's like, you need that other side as far as the guns argument goes.
Frozen Asian said, I used to be a liberal, but after 3 years ago finding your guys' show on Stitcher, I have become center left, but leaning more center slowly. Hey, man, that's awesome. I would consider myself, I think most people on the show, libertarian.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all
going to say an asshole, but that works.
Also
too.
Assholes. Yeah.
My whole thing, my biggest thing, if you want to sum up, at least for me anyways, is leave it to the states.
Oh, Dutch, I have an idea. Dutch.
Everything.
Or leave it to Beaver.
Dutch, I have an idea. When Trump's Nazi police come door to doors, they're not going to have guns. But maybe if they yell at them about gender pronouns, they'll go away.
Right.
You think they'll go away then? You think when the Nazi police come? See, the problem is you guys, when Obama was in office, you guys weren't worried. But that's the issue. See, now.
Good Obama, come on!
Now that Trump's in office, you're scared, and you understand why people have guns. Do you understand why? Because
one of my friends was messaging me on Facebook. He's like, blah, blah, blah. You know, we're basically in a civil war right now, and you know, need to be worried about all these things. I'm like, I'm not worried at all, actually.
Not worried either.
Because first of all, in 6 months, this whole thing's going to be over. No one's going to give a shit anymore.
Right.
And also... the people who are fighting us aren't the ones that like the guns. Like, the conservatives are the ones who have been prepping and ready and blah, blah, have guns, all this stuff.
By the way,
we're not worried, so we're not going to fight.
I've seen some of these marches. Yeah. I'm not really worried about morbidly obese women with pink hair, you know, coming down and doing anything to us. What are they going to do? Like you said, they're not armed. What civil war? There's not. These people can't even work up the courage to not get a liberal arts degree and get a real job. So you think they're really going to fucking fight on the front lines? Do you understand they couldn't even clean up their garbage? This is there's no going to be no civil war because go ahead.
I have a question.
Sure.
When do you think it's going to set in for all these women who went to these, you know, protests, or anybody who went to these protests? Like, that what they did doesn't matter and won't matter.
None of it matters.
Kind of like the Occupy Wall Occupy Wall Street people. It's like, oh, that meant nothing.
Oh,
it didn't change anything.
Mitch,
part of it, what I said to him was, like, everyone today, they're way too comfortable that they don't want to actually fight.
Mitch brought up another good point. Don't you guys see that Trump is already creating more jobs? What did you see all these liberal news sites now? What were you saying, Mitch?
I said Trump is creating jobs because all these left-leaning news sites have to say is fuck Trump hashtag pussy grabbing. It's going to generate clicks on just automatically on their websites,
which is
going to generate ad revenue like fucking crazy. These ad companies are going to have to hire more people to pull on all of this other stuff. Trump is creating jobs just by existing.
Yeah. And not only that, people that are paid to protest him. But, you know, it's just, what are they going to do? What are they going to, Hollywood could be out there and cry. But you know what we learned? A lot of people, and we said this after the election, I think we're seeing it more now, especially now that he's actually in office. People learned a lesson. I said it last time. CNN was walking around with these big testicles for so long.
Mm-hmm. They got the big balls.
Swinging them around.
All of these Ariana Huffington was flying around in her helicopter, dropping tampons on over poor women's houses. Like, the world was wonderful, was this wonderful place. Cracked, man. Can I tell you, cracked.com used to be one of my favorite sites. You would go there, and for those of you who know, it was just dumb list about, you know, seven things you don't know about Hollywood. Apparently, whoever runs crack is a super big liberal. Everything's now been things against Trump, and it's like, even as somebody...
Same thing with BuzzFeed.
I know, and the problem with that is like, you're preaching to the choir. The people that read your publications already believe like you. They already think like you. You know what I mean? And my problem is when I go to Cracked isn't a political site. They just tell dumb jokes and make dumb lists. And it's like, you know, I go to sites like that because I don't want to have to fucking think about politics every fucking waking moment of my life. Dude, you can't go through social media without everything being a meme or how somebody's taking somebody else's rights away or how Trump is some sort of
evil
Nazi.
I just find it funny. Like, I think it's hilarious that this is pissing off the people that we hate the most, which are these super left-wing types. Not saying that super right-wing types aren't just as annoying.
Oh, no, they're just as bad, absolutely.
But the ones who are... If I had to pick a side as far as who's more annoying, the liberals are a little more annoying than the hardcore
Well, it's deserve. Just like Matt and Trey said, Matt and Trey from South Park, they go, we might be making fun of conservatives and liberals. It's just conservatives are easier to make fun of because they get so outraged. Are. And then because you know it's
but the outrage has shifted, man.
No, I know, and it's you know, man, I'm kind of happy that there's another side because you know for a while there even our shows like you know not that we ever censored ourselves, but you kind of felt like this looming thing over you, like oh my god, you know you know anything could happen where you could say take anything out of context and then you know you're a racist. But now what's happening is like you said earlier, people aren't buying anymore. You just can't call somebody a racist anymore. What you've done is you've ruined the word racist, where it used to mean somebody who hated racist. It doesn't mean anything anymore. It just means anyone that disagrees
just
with
saying
you.
It like now everybody's like, wait, I need confirmation. They're doing the reporter's job by getting sources and be like, okay, I heard it in this one thing. If more than five sites say it, then it's true. You know what I mean? Like, people are doing their own research and figuring out, okay, this is just a person's opinion. And I like it. I like the fact that it's shifting the other direction where people are like, no, fuck you. You don't get to just label people with the racist word, with the homophobic word, with the whatever the thing that's happening these days. And I like the fact that we're having a slight shift in the other direction.
Yeah, because, you know, it's becoming completely impossible to please everybody. And I've been told, the perfect example, did you saw one of SNL's writers got suspended for a tweet?
What happened?
Well, she's a female writer for SNL. And her tweet was, and it was a funny joke. I will say objectively, this joke is funny, no matter who you like. During the inauguration, can you post a picture of Barron Trump, Trump's 10-year-old kid in the chat so Dutch you could see what he looks like, just as a reminder? Okay. I believe her joke was, Barron Trump is going to be the first homeschooled school shooter. That is funny. That is a fucking funny joke.
Homeschooled school shooter?
Yes.
That's funny.
I don't care. There he is. Look at his picture.
Oh, that's a funny joke, man.
Okay. Every
well, because mm-hmm. it was school shooter. Okay,
the right attacked her for rightly saying that if it were conservative, made fun of Obama's kids, they would have been called racist and made fun
they
of blah, blah, blah.
Right, mm-hmm.
And so then liberals started attacking it too, and then anyway, the SNL writer got suspended. I don't like that. I don't think they should do that.
I don't like it either.
I don't care because it was I was getting people fighting. Goes, it was a kid. It could traumatize him. I go, do you remember not even 20 years ago, Chris Farley was playing Rudy Giuliani's ADHD son on TV.
Oh my god, that was hilarious.
Remember that? Does everyone remember that?
Ever.
Yeah. So, no, it is okay to make fun of kids. It doesn't matter. He's going to be fine, and he's going to live, and there's no issues. The problem is that you guys have baby-proofed the world so much that when one of your own makes fun of them, now you have to feign this outrage because you don't want to look like a hypocrite later. You know? and it's I'm sick of hearing people whining. I'm so sick of celebrities fucking telling me what to do. I don't understand what Ashley Judd was on, but I think it was like they said she was either on acid or tripping or something. She was just spewing out words.
She was on awesome because that speech was awesome.
That was probably one of the best speeches. Something else that Trump said he was going to do. He said he's going to defund NPR and any public broadcasting.
Good.
So fucking.
They should be a my money shouldn't be going to that boring, awful radio.
Yeah. You know, somebody tried to compare this because I was defending this SNL writer saying she shouldn't have been suspended. They're saying, well, you know, with free speech comes consequences. I mean, you know, Kaepernick said what he said and there were consequences. I go, yeah, but
he didn't
still
say anything.
I know. But
he's an uneducated boob.
I know. But my point is, I said, but Kaepernick never got suspended. Nothing ever happened to him. And he goes, yeah, you know, and then what about the guy that punched the white supremacist? I go, yeah, that guy broke the law. Like, what's your point? Like, no, you know, SNL, man, those are comic writers. And I'm sorry, man, and I know maybe I have a soft spot.
You gotta stay out. If that's the thing, is the political correctness nonsense. Stay out of the world of funny.
Yeah.
Like, I don't.
And my point is,
that's one thing Patrice always preached.
It's not even like SNL did a skit where they made him a school shooter. She said it on her personal Twitter page. I think at the time she only had like 2,000 followers. She's a writer. Nobody knew who she was, you know?
And well, we could hammer against this for the entire night.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was having fun. By the way, seeing George W. Bush try to put on that fucking
poncho.
Oh my God. I'm not going to lie to you. I miss that guy. It was like just that your crazy uncle when he comes over. That's what I felt like when I saw him. I was like,
you know what I'm
going to
miss the most is a good old Uncle Joe. Biden.
Oh my, yeah, those memes were hilarious.
That was the one thing about the Obama presidency that I loved the most was the most amount of fun we had just with Joe Biden and his creepiness and just the crazy shit he would say. I love Joe.
How could you make fun of Joe Biden? The man rides the train. By the way, I want to say on Netflix, Neil Brennan's new special, Three Mics, is on there.
I need to watch it.
Yeah, that's the guy, for those of you who don't know, he co-wrote The Chappelle Show. It is fucking amazing. It's one of the best. I wouldn't call it just stand-up because there's a lot of serious stuff in it, too. But altogether, it was one of the best. I saw it twice in one day. I saw it good. Then I watched it again. Marie came home. It was that good.
I heard it was good, yeah.
He liked my tweet.
Okay, Neil Brennan.
He liked my tweet because I said I wanted to try to get him on the show, but he hasn't replied yet. I really would like to get him on the show, though.
Let's get Sherry on that when her tummy gets better.
Yeah, when her tummy gets better, I would really like to talk to Neil Brennan because he's really funny.
Mitch, why are you better?
I am. You know what? I can't say I'm better than you because these Bush Photoshops are hilarious, and I haven't done any yet.
Yeah, cakes.
I'm better than you because I've already DM'd Joe, and we're going to go for some cheesesteak subs.
Big Joe?
Yeah, Big Joe.
Wait, he lives in Miami?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought it was in a different city. Marie.
I'm better because don't oppress me. I'm fine.
Roycey Poo?
I'm better than you because they're going to drop tampons on us and they don't tax them and there's blood everywhere and we don't know what to do. Beepity bop boop.
Oh, you kind of hat took mine, but I'm better than you because I don't have blood on my sheets. thanks for listening, everybody. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow for Hippo Juice 7 to 9. And then if you go to More Like Radio, check out all the shows. They're all good. We wouldn't have them on the station if they weren't good. Anything else?
No, I think
you're a hoot nanny.
Yeah, I think
I'm a hoot nanny. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Dustin Royce.
Bye, guys.